back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hello, thank you for joining us tonight on the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and West Plains Bobcat pregame show. And, of course, thank you for Bill Weber for joining us on the Mowar Stockyard Coaches Corner Report. Good news is here, Thayer Bobcats won the toss. They elected to receive, and folks, we are about ready to get the 2021 football season underway. Hey, Ty's got it teed up. Thayer Bobcats with three men back deep to receive. Lane Grimes along with, looks like, Willison and Tuckley. And the ball's going to come down to Lane Grimes. Speaks it up. And around the 5-yard line, he's out to the 10, looking for a block. Cuts it to the outside of the 20. Got another block. Steps up the sideline. In and out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. Good position for the Thayer Bobcats to start the game tonight. First and 10 at their own 22-yard line. It'll be Landry Pitts back behind the center for the Thayer Bobcats. Played 7 games last year as a starting quarterback and won all 7.
It's pretty impressive beat.
Pretty impressive for sure. And, of course, it'll be the Willison brothers in the backfield. Jackson and Griffin. Jackson Willison coming off a 1,300-yard season with 22 touchdowns a year ago, and he's going to have another year like that here this year. And the Bobcats break the hole. They come out in the split back formation, double tight set here against this. Hey, Ty, defense. Ball's going to go to Grimes, running over the left side. Lane cuts it upfield out to near the 27-yard line. The Bobcats with Lane Grimes coming off the end, going to pick up about 4 yards on the play. Lane Grimes on the end round picks up about 4. Trayvon Thomas making the tackle. Now he's the quarterback. He also plays middle linebacker. He is some kind of player. Actually, they got him out there at the safety, don't they?
Yeah, but he's playing safety.
Yeah, he's playing safety. Second down to about 6 for 3. They come with a full house backfield, the power eye formation. Willison is the tailback. He cuts it up in the inside, gets out across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. And nice gain for Jackson Willison on his first carry of the season. Picks up about 3. It'll be third down and about 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats wearing the white trimmed in green tonight. That's why Hayti Indians wearing the dark gray trimmed in the gold and black. We're just underway here at Hayti, or at the teepee, they call this place. I like that. Okay. Hayti Indians. I'll guess again. Give me a power eye formation. Jackson Willison, the tailback on the 3rd down and 3. They give it to Willison, running up offside. He's got a block, cuts up field, and fumbles the football. Picked up by
Griffin.
The Thayer Bobcats. Griffin Willison's got it, and it's going to pick up a first down.
Thayer recovers
the fumble. And I think it was close to a first down anyway, but the ball's going to come all the way out to the 42-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 8 yards for Griffin Willison on the fumble recovery. And it bounced right up in his arms. Griffin, Johnny on the spot to pick it up with Bobcats move the chains. That's a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. There, Bobcats on the move. Grimes coming wide to the near side. Bobcats will line up the split back formation. Down there wide to the far side. That's the left side. Tight end on the near side. Ball going to go on the inside, hands off to Willison. Willison, he met at the line of scrimmage. Not much there. Number 6 picking the tackle for Hayti. That is Quintrell Clay. Quintrell Clay will stop Willison for about a 1 yard.
Well, you're going to talk about putting in work in the offseason. The Willison boys have gotten huge.
Yeah, they have. They're both running at about 200.
Yeah.
And I think Griffin actually is a little bit bigger. They listed him in the program at about 205, but I saw the other day he was in there at about 210. Well, 2nd down and 9 for the Bobcats. They got a long setback, and they're going to give a little misdirection, run the ball to the left side, and it's Grimes, catches up the left field, breaks the tackle all the way down to the 35-yard line. Lane Grimes, 17 yards on the pickup.
22. Yep.
22 yards on the pickup for Lane Grimes, running over the left side of Bobcat Senior.
The old fast Lane Grimes.
There we go. Of course, Lane's mom, Katie, not able to make it here. I know she's at home listening. Katie, hope you're feeling better. Hope you can get out to Lewis Bosman next Friday night and watch these Bobcats live in person. Little Bobcats moving the chains. They've got it down to the 34-yard line of the Hayti Indians after a 22-yard pickup by Lane Grimes on a 2nd down and 9. Bobcats bring a man in motion. Full house backfield again. Landry Pitts up under center. Gets his man set. Turns. Hands the ball to Willison. Willison steps up in the middle. Breaks one tackle. And gets down to about the 30. Powers his way down to the 28-yard line. That's some power right there. Jackson Willison. with a good run, going to pick up about 5 yards on the play. Give him six. 6 yards on the play. 9 minutes on the first quarter clock. Fayette Bobcats moving it against this Atai Indian defense, and they're bringing in some subs already. They're moving people in and out, trying to find the right combination. That time, Bobcats just lined up, ran it right up the gut at them. Bobcats in Grimes right to the left side. High backfield now. Willison and Willison behind Landry Pitts. Landry turns, pitches it to Jackson Willison. He cuts it up inside, dives across the 25, down to about the 24-yard line. Looks like they'll mark him down. And it looks like it'll be just shy of a first down. That'll bring up third down and about a yard for the Thayer Bobcats. The initial drive of the 2021 football season.
Just want to point out, Dalton Nicholson had a huge block right there.
Yeah, well, this offensive line, they're going to block people. I mean, they have a lot of experience up on that line, and they've got some beef up there.
Yeah, they do.
Bobcats come out here in a power T formation. They turn, give the ball to Jackson Willison. He cuts it up the right side. Looks like he got enough for the first down. And Haytime drives him all the way back to the 35-yard line and shoved him down after the whistle. No penalty flag down, but it looks like he got enough for a first down. Side judge is looking it over.
2 yards.
They'll put it down. He got about 2 yards, so it should be plenty enough. Yes, it is. First down. Jackson Willison, 2 yards on the big out.
Give him 20 on the night.
20 yards on this drive, and, of course, 26 yards on the drive by Lane Grimes. 7:45 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with Thayer Bobcat football. Just getting behind the pads and just powering the thing down the field. And Coach Weber, this drive is coming up on 5 minutes long already. He likes those 7-8 minute drives. And when the other team doesn't have the ball, typically they can't score. Bobcats with double wide set here, the I formation. Jackson Willison is the setback. He's going to get hit at the line. That'll do it there. Bobcats looks like they blew an offensive assignment there on the block. And the defensive end crashes down and makes a stop on Jackson Willison. And no gain on the play. So a second down and 10 for the Bobcats. They might have actually lost about a yard after the spot of the ball. It's at about the 24-yard line. There, Bobcats. You need to play here on second down. Make it third and manageable. Second down, 11. Number 7, Eric Seimer goes wide to the left side. Grimes wide to the near side. Pitch with a split backfield behind it. Tight ends on the right. Long signal count. Pitch turn. Gives it to Griffin Willison this time.
Oh,
Jackson. Jackson powers it up the middle. Makes the cut. He's inside the 15-yard line to the 13. That's going to be very close to a Thayer Bobcat first down. And they signal first down. Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And the Thayer Bobcats are into the Community First Banking Company Red Zone.
He just ran over Trayvon Thomas.
He absolutely did. I mean, and made a great cut about 5 yards upfield and got a big hole over on that left side to run through. Split backs here for the Thayer Bobcats again. 6:20 to go in the quarter. Double wide set to the left side. Ball's going to go to Griffin Willison. Fumble! Still loose on the field. And it looks like the Thayer Bobcats have recovered.
Yep,
oh, my.
Second down.
Yeah, they're saying second down. Ball came out of there.
Cole Cates with the recovery.
Cole Cates, good play making the recovery for the Thayer Bobcats with a fumble. Going to end up picking up about 5 yards. Well, that's twice the Bobcats have fumbled on this drive because they've recovered both of them. And both of them ended up being positive yards.
Yeah.
8 yards on the first one and 5 yards on this one. So Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. Landry Pitts up under center. Full house backfield now in the power eye. Bobcats turn, give it to Jackson Willison, makes a cut to the left, cuts it back to the right, dives down inside the 5 yard line. Touchdown, Jackson Willison. On an 8 yard touchdown run, Jackson Willison puts the Bobcats on top with 5:30 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-0, Thayer Bobcats. That was a pretty drive, Captain Adam.
That was a pretty drive.
Did not throw the ball one time. It was just power football. Here we go. We're going to line up, and we're going to run it at you, and you're going to try to stop us.
If you can't stop it to the left, we're going to do it again.
And if you do stop it to the left, we're going to run it to the right.
And then look out, because it's going back to the left.
We're talking about that on the drive over. Just run it left, and then left, and just when they think we're going to run it right, just run it left again. I guess line up at the swinging gate. I was at practice the other day, and they were working on this. They probably spent 30 minutes that day working on the swinging gates. The kicker this year is going to be Zach Jones, big All-State lineman. Landry Pitts is a holder. There comes to the middle. They're going to kick it, and the ball is up. It is good. Zach Jones hits the point. It might not have been pretty, but they got through. And the Fair Bobcats lead the Hayti Indians 7-0 with 5:30 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout, back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's back to school BOGO at Monty's Outdoors. Find outdoor and athletic clothing, buy one, get one, half price. Shop men's, women's, and kids' Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, and Life is Good apparel, buy one, get one, half off. And find other school time essentials like backpacks, sack packs, and duffel bags. Even cleats, sports socks, compression wear, ball caps, and more. Check out the Zizzer Pro Store, a partnership with West Plains R7, to find one-of-a-kind Zizzer gear at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
That was impressive. A 6.5-minute drive for the Thayer Bobcats and ends up with a touchdown. Extra point good, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 7-0 here at the TP in Hayti. Hayti Indians getting ready to receive the kick. We'll give them a little bit of extra time here. It's a very warm night. Temperature in the upper 80s right now. Heat index probably around 95, 96. So they're giving these teams a little bit of extra time. But got to be impressed with the way the Bobcats moved the football on the ground there, Adam. It wasn't anything fancy. It would just run it straight up the field. Of course, a couple of lucky breaks and fumbles that they actually managed to receive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you're going to have that early on. There's still some jitters going on. Can't rule that out.
Oh, sure.
Hayti Indians, looks like you'll have number 3 back deep, Eddie Pirtle. Number 7, one of the up backs. Number 6. Number 7 is Jaquavian Gorman. And number 6 is Quintrell Clay. Zach Jones getting ready to tee it up. Actually, that is not Zach Jones. That is Kieran Magnuson.
Yeah, Kieran Magnuson looks like going to tee it up. And they've been using both. And Kyron has apparently won that job. And it gives Zach Jones a chance to get off the field a little bit and get a little bit of a rest. All right, 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, Rural Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, and the Law Office of Fred O'Neill, and the 11 Point River Title Company. More of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Thayer Bobcats. Their opening possession of 2021. Drive the field. And here's a low liner, got hit about the 30-yard line, still on the ground, picked up by the receiver, back around the 15, trying to get to the outside, there's nowhere to go. Oh, he shakes the tackle and gets to the sideline, going to be drugged down, actually stopped from behind, and then finally formed under about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was
a nice run.
Yeah, that really was.
I mean, there were 5 Thayer Bobcats surrounding him, and he managed to squirt away and get the ball out to about the 20. Now they can mark it down about the 23-yard line. So here come the Hayti Indians, their first possession of the year. The Thayer Bobcat defense comes out on the field. And I got to say, at the Jamboree last week, this Bobcat defense was solid.
Yes, it was.
They were rock solid at the Jamboree. And so, yeah, that's going to go here in real-time action. They do have the luxury of scoring first.
Mobile banking allows you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats.
Well, we're back. We apologize again for whatever's happening there on the cell phone signal. While you were away, Trayvon Thomas, the quarterback, ran for about, 13 yards?
16 yards.
16 yards for a first down, and they just went for the downs from the 44-yard line. A pass that was right on the money, and it was dropped. And the receiver was wide open down there.
Yes, he was.
Still trying to catch that number. Number 8, I was intended receiver, Elijah Burnett, Jr. And he was open. The ball went right through his hand. So second down and 10. Trayvon Thomas again in the backfield. That receiver just dropped that ball on the near side. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go right back after
it. I would say the same.
Right back after it. 3 receivers on the far side, actually 4 with a slot man. Now Thomas going to run. He cuts it up in the middle, gets chugged down. That's a nice defense play right there by Green. Austin Green. Austin Green stops him for a 1-yard pickup. That's going to bring up 3rd down and 9 for the Hayti Indians. That's a beautiful play coming from that linebacker spot by Austin Green. And look at the senior leading those defensive linemen. He says, here's what you got to do. You got to make that play. Got to get that stop. Well, Trayvon Thomas. And we're going to get a timeout called here by Hayti. With 3:54 to go in the first quarter, Hayti faced with a third down and 9 from near midfield. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Welcome back to the TP here in Hayti, Missouri. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to stand tall here at the Hayti 45-yard line. Hayti's got it third down and 9, and they called a timeout there. And still a little bit unorganized. Now they get back on the field. We got wide receivers on either side. A blocking back there. Looks like Trayvon Thomas in shotgun. He slaps his hand. Rolling to his right. Looking for some room. Now throws the ball over the middle of this. It's complete. What a play by Landry Pitt. Diving in front of the receiver to knock it down. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to hold Hayti to a fourth down and 9 from midfield. Will they go for it? Or will they punt? We're going to find out here momentarily. That was an impressive play by Landry Pitt. He dove. I mean, he was fully extended. It looks like Hayti's going to go for it on fourth and 9, unless they quick kick it.
Yeah, he quick kicked them last year.
And they did. Fourth and 9. They may try and draw the Bobcats off sides here. Trayvon Thomas in the shotgun formation. Slaps his hands. Now straight back. Now he's looking to throw. Bobcats don't get any pressure. Now they do. Thomas hit as he throws. Ball in the middle is caught. Receiver breaks the tackle to the first, to the 25, to the 15, 10-5. Touchdown. Hayti Indians on a 55-yard completion. 55-yard completion. Pass was caught by, was it number 30?
Number 8, Elijah Burnett.
Number 8, Elijah Burnett. He's the young man who dropped the other pass. So Elijah Burnett makes the catch. So Hayti, an extra point away from tying the game here in a 55-yard touchdown play. And Bobcats hits the receiver, but he got away. Well, he got to wrap up. 3:33 to go in the first quarter. Hayti going to go for 2 here for the lead. Trayvon Thomas in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Got somebody to protect on the right. Should be an illegal procedure. No call. Trayvon Thomas has got the ball, trying to cut it up. Bobcats hit him, and he gets away. Still scrambling around. Finally throws it in the end zone. Incomplete. Boy, is he elusive, and he is so strong. So the two-point conversion is no good. Thayer Bobcats continue to lead 7-6 with 3:33 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back with the kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
It's a quick strike offense for the Hayti Indians. They have just come within a point of the Thayer Bobcats. There's a 55-yard touchdown pass from Trayvon Thomas to Elijah Burnett, a junior wide receiver. And as soon as he caught the ball and broke the initial tackle, it was over.
Yeah, it was over.
But the two-point conversion tried no good. So Thayer Bobcats still with the lead, 3:33 to go here in the first quarter. Hayti getting ready to tee it up. They kicked it deep first time as the Thayer Bobcats elected to receive after winning the toss tonight. And they took the ball, what was it, a 68-yard drive, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more than that. For Bobcats, 3 minutes back, 78-yard. That's exactly right, 78-yard drive. Here's the kick. Going to go right down the middle and go all the way down to about the 5-yard line. Jackson Willison picks it up there. He's looking for some room to run. Going to have to just tuck it now. He powers it through all the way out to about the 20-yard line. So Jackson Willison fielded that ball right about the goal line. It went over his head at him.
It's a pretty good boot.
Yeah, it was. And he thought it was going to roll into the end zone for the touchback. And then all of a sudden, the ball just kind of stopped.
Yep.
And the grass is kind of long. We kind of walked on the field a little bit, and the grass is kind of long here. So the ball's not going to bounce a whole lot out there. So Bobcats with a first and 10. Eric actually marked him down at about the 17-yard line. Well, they are backed up a little bit here. Landry Pitts will break the huddle. Brings him in wide to the near side. That is Biggers, number 8, Brendan Biggers. And wide to the far side. Now Biggers going in motion to the other side. And we'll line up wide. Lane Grimes in the slot on that side. Willison and Willison in the backfield. Landry Pitts going to give it on a handoff. Now across the 20 to about the 21-yard line. We'll go Griffin Willison, the Bobcat fullback. Or Griffin, just the Bobcats a little bit of room here with a nice 5-yard run over the left side. The Bobcats have seen something on that left side because everything is going left, left, left. And they're being successful with it. Down to 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Thayer with a 7-6 lead over the Hayti Indians here at the TP. Bobcats come out, split back formation again on the second down, and a long four. Andrew Pitts again up under center. For a little option, runs it to Griffin Willison again, and he brings it out across the 25 to the 26-yard line, and that'll be very close to a Bobcat first down. And it looks like it will be. Bobcat first down. First down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Well, they are continuing to pile up the first downs in this game.
Already got five.
Already with five first downs. We're still in the first quarter.
All of them rushing.
2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Yes, they haven't even attempted a pass yet in this game. And they may not. Landry Pitts up under center again with a split back. So the first down play. Runs it to the left side, and we got a whistle blowing this thing dead. Usually indicates a procedure call up there. We'll see what the referee has to say. Offsides on the defense. The defense jumps offsides. So that'll give the Thayer Bobcats 5 yards here. Offsides on the defense will give the Thayer Bobcats a free 5 yards. And boy, you take it anytime you can get it.
Anytime.
Especially when you're playing a quality opponent. And of course, coming into the season, Thayer ranked number 3 in Class 1, and Hayti ranked number 5. It's kind of the marquee game of the year.
Say that considers them a quality opponent.
I would think so. I would think so. And the personnel out there wouldn't consider them a quality opponent. Here's Thayer on a second, first down and 1. Going to get the ball to Grimes.
Grimes.
Is that Landry? Oh, Pitts keeps it on the option and takes it all the way up across the 40 to about the 41-yard line. That's going to be a first down on a 11-yard carry by Landry Pitts. Fake the option give and kept it running up the left side.
I like that.
I did too, and he got a little, he and the defender over there on the sideline got a little face-to-face after that play. I don't know if there's some words exchanged or not. 2:03 to go in the first quarter. Thayer, Hayti, slugging it out here in the TP. Bobcats with another first down, and we'll break the huddle, come in the power I formation here. Grimes, Willison, and Willison in the backfield. Jackson Willison, the tailback. He's got it running over the right side. He cuts it out to the 50-yard line. Threw a tackle to the 45, all the way down to the 40-yard line before he's gutted down. Jackson Willison with 19 yards on the pickup right up the middle. That time, the Bobcats run it to the right side. Nacon Hayti, right side of the defense, just standing around. I mean, they were literally just standing around. And Thayer with another first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Minute 51 to go on the game clock. It's moving. Thayer Bobcats are moving as well, right down the field. Well, he'd like to get a touchdown here before the quarter break. 7-6, Thayer leads it by 1. Hayti making substitutions on that D-line. Well, they lost some size right there. First and 10. Thayer with it. Three backs in the backfield. Hand the ball to Lane Grimes. Running over the left side. He cuts it up. He's inside the 40, down to about the 32-yard line. Lane Grimes with about 8 yards on the pickup. Running over the left side. Boy, I like that play. Actually, they're going to mark him down. See, right on the 35. Side just says right on 35. So, 6-yard pickup for Lane Grimes on the play. And that'll make it second down and 4 with a minute 9 to play in the first quarter. Been a quick first quarter.
It has.
Quick first quarter here at Hayti. Glad to have you along on the broadcast tonight. Of course, we'll come your way every Friday night on the Ecom Sports Network at K Country 95. Second down and 4. Landry pits up again under center. We're under a minute to go in the quarter. There in that powerhouse backfield again. Hands it to Willison. Willison weaves his way up to near the first down marker, and it will be a first down. He's inside the 30. But Willison weaving his way right up the middle, picks up 5 yards and a first down for the Fayre Bobcats. Bobcats down to the 30-yard line of the Hayti Indians, and the Hayti defense can't stop the Bobcat run.
He's got 70 yards already on 11 carries.
In the first quarter.
In the first quarter.
Wow.
And he's probably got 6 of the 8 first downs.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, Fayre Bobcats using the senior Jackson Willison. And the other, I think Griffin Willison's carried the ball as well. And Lane Grimes with 31. Fayre with over 100 yards rushing in the first quarter against this Hayti defense. Clock down to 15 seconds as Fayre breaks the huddle. Landry Pitts up under center, takes the snap, hands the ball off to Griffin Willison. He's got a first down. He's inside the 20-yard line and taken out of bounds at the 19. That'll be an 11, 12-yard pickup for Griffin Willison. And the clock will stop as he got out of bounds. And it'll be a first down. The Fayre Bobcats are back in the Community First Banking Company red zone down to the 20-yard line of the Hayti Indians. And Fayre just running all over the Indians here tonight. And we may have one of these shootouts. Fayre keeping it for 5-6 minutes at a time, and then Hayti scoring in a minute and a half.
Maybe the last one with the ball.
Last one with the ball may win. That's fun. That's high school football right there. All right, first and 10. Bobcats will, the clock won't start until they snap it. So we'll get one more play here in the first quarter. Willison and Willison's put backs in the backfield. Landry Pitts running the option. They keep it running around the left side. He's to the 10-yard line, lowers his head, runs through the defense. They never did tackle him as he goes out of bounds at about the 9-yard line. Oh, Landry, he ran right over that defender.
About 3 of them.
And then stepped out of bounds. This will be an 11-yard pickup. And they marked him out as a 10. He needed to get to a 9. So it'll be second down and 1. When we open the second quarter for the Fayre Bobcats, they're in the Community First Banking Company red zone, and we'll take time out. We're back to Hayti in 1 minute on the ECOM Sports Network.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new Beef Mart. Mohawk's Dark Yards at the state line, just off US 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk's Dark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call Owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Here's Statman Adam joining me in the booth tonight here for Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network. Thayer Bobcats lead it 7-6 after one quarter of play.
One look and you'll see the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride. Community First Banking Company.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And Again, we apologize for the call dropping there. But Landry Pitts picked up a first down on the quarterback sneak there. Bobcats now with the first and goal to go. Give it to Jackson Willison. Ooh, he's hit in the backfield. We get back to about the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard on the play, but that's a good defensive play coming from the backside of the Hayti Indians. They stop Jackson Willison on a, well, actually they call it third down.
Yep.
So Landry did not get it, and now they do on a third down play. Bobcats pick up another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And the Thayer Bobcats and the Community First Banking Company Red Zone have it first and goal to go from about the 8.5 yard line. We're underway here in the second quarter. Thayer with a 7-6 lead and threatening to score again on Hayti. Bobcats turn, give the ball to Willison. Willison powers it up the left side. Gets down to near the 5-yard line. That was Griffin Willison that time. And, yes, for those of you that may be listening and don't know, they are twins.
And you can't tell them apart.
No, you can't. Griffin actually has gotten a little bit taller.
Yeah.
A little bit taller than Jackson. And picked up about 3 yards on that play. It's a second down and goal to go from just outside of the 5-yard line. 10:46 to go in the first half. Beautiful night here in Hayti.
Couldn't ask for a better night.
No, beautiful night. Of course, we're in the air conditioning, so we can say that. Bobcats in the split backfield again, double tight set. Landry Pitts going to give the ball to Grimes. Grimes trying to run over the left side. He ain't not going to go anywhere. He gets stood up at the line of scrimmage and brought down. So it'll be a third down and goal to go from still about the 6 or 7 yard line. They're down on that end of the field. And the press box is not very high here. So to get on the end, it's kind of hard to see where they are. Will the Thayer Bobcats attempt their first pass of the night?
I don't know.
Here on a third down and goal to go from the 7th.
I think I'd probably run it right.
Yeah, I'd run it left. They're going to call a timeout here. Thayer Bobcats going to call a timeout to talk it over. We've got 10 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer leads Hayti 7-6. Bobcats are threatening again. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the football game tonight, including Sportsler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric of Thayer, the Steak and Shake in West Plains, the Carter Funeral Home of Thayer and West Plains, and the Alton Bank. Thayer Bobcats coming out of the timeout. Exactly 10 minutes to go in the first half clock. Thayer Bobcats lead Hayti 7-6, and the Bobcats are threatening. Third down and about 7 yards to go. Third and goal from the 7. Bobcats come out in a power T formation. Double tight set. Pitts rolling to his right, looking to throw. Got a man open, pass is caught by Griffin Willison, but he wasn't in the end zone. Griffin is driven all the way back to about the 10-yard line, but that ball, he should get forward progress, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and goal to go from about the 3-yard line. So the first pass play line for Thayer is complete, but good coverage by Hayti. They stopped it immediately as the ball was caught. So fourth down and goal to go. And Statman Adam, this is a good full 4 yards.
Yeah, it's
a good full 4 yards. Long ways, and the Bobcats will go for it, obviously, here on fourth down. They break the huddle with 12 seconds on the play clock. Landry Pitts up under center. Again, they're in a power team. Hayti looking for the stop. Will this be a momentum change? Bobcats giving a little misdirection. And now Landry Pitts keeps it close to the back of the end zone through the hands of Kyron Magnuson, who drops the touchdown pass. The pass ball is incomplete. Kyron Magnuson wide open across the back of the end zone. Couldn't bring it in. And the Bobcats will turn it over on downs at the 4-yard line of the Hayti Indians. More of your Hayti, you got to be thinking your lucky charm right there, because that was a sure touchdown. So 9:05 to go in the first or the second quarter. And we're going to get a timeout on the field. It's going to be an official timeout for a water break. Oh, it's going to be charged to Hayti. Hayti calling a timeout here with 9:05 to go in the half. They're going to have it first and 10 from their own 4-yard line. So we'll take 30 seconds. We'll be back 10:30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at the TP in Highland, where the Highland's next week. And we'll be over at Lewis Boston Field. But the Hayti Indians held the Thayer Bobcats out of the end zone. Thayer had it first and goal. At the 9, they eventually got down to a 4th and goal from the 4 and couldn't complete the pass. So, Hayti here on a 1st and 10 from their own 4-yard line. Trayvon Thomas, the quarterback, making his way out on the field. He's taking his time. Official probably going to tell him to hustle up a little bit. He's still taking his time. Timeout's far been long gone, over. Down to 18 seconds on the play clock. Trayvon Thomas finally makes his way behind the offensive line in shotgun formation. Got 4-5 receivers in play, long backfield. Long signal count here. Thomas snaps his hand. Now, quick out. It's going to be caught by the wideout. It's going to be hit and dropped out of bounds at about the 8-yard line. It's going to be about a 4-yard completion over there. And now it's dark into the field where we can't see the numbers. They're wearing dark charcoal gray uniforms with black numbers on it. A little bit of gold around them, but they're really hard to see. About a 5-yard pickup there on the pass completion for Trayvon Thomas. A quick out. Got a little bit of room to work here. On a second down and about 6. Thomas looks over the defense again. Claps his hands. That's when they'll snap it. 14 seconds on the play clock. Got a man coming in motion. They hand it to him for the jet sweep. Ball is cut up the middle. It's a first down for Hayti as the ball carrier brings it all the way out to near the 16-17-yard line.
Number 8
on the play, Elijah Burnett. And he'll pick up close to about 10 yards in a first down for Hayti. Other than an early run by Trayvon Thomas, that's their best running play of the night. Of course, they scored on a 55-yard touchdown pass near the end of the first quarter. 8:40 to go. Now in the first half, Hayti. If they can convert this possession to a touchdown, they'll take the lead here. Hayti scrambling on offense. Somebody on the wrong side of the field, going to the other side, down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Now the wideout gets set on the far sideline. Trayvon says, you ready? Here we go. He's straight back looking to throw, going to throw this thing deep. Receiver is going to be out of bounds, and the pass is incomplete. That was a badly thrown ball. That ball was thrown 5 yards out of bounds there. Intended for number 8, Elijah Burnett. He couldn't make the catch. That'll make a second down at 10. We've got a penalty flag on the far sideline. We'll see what that's all about. I think if you're Thayer, you probably, if it's against Hayti, you decline it, I would think. Bring up 3rd down and 10. And Whitehead coming over, going to tell us it is ineligible man downfield against Hayti. Well, and the Bobcats going to take it, they're going to decline. Looking to the Bobcats sideline, I think they're going to take the penalty. Now they're going to take the yards. 2nd down and 15, so they do lose the down on the ineligible man downfield. So 2nd down here at about 15 for Hayti.
I don't think that scares Hayti.
I don't think so either. And they do like to throw it deep in the new receiver, actually getting a back into the backfield back there to help protect. That's number 12, Jamarian Pitts, a big junior. Hayti still looks a little bit confused offensively. They're going from one side to the other side and checking their wristbands. Now they're set to go. 6 seconds to go on the play clock. Thomas looks over the situation, takes a snap, makes a handoff. Oh, it does go to Pitts, running up the middle. He'll pick up just a couple of yards. Good defensive play there by the Thayer Bobcat defensive line. Who was that made that play? I think that was Peyton Mills dove in there and made that play.
Yeah.
Number 20 for the Thayer Bobcats, and the running back gets up, shaking up a little bit. Kind of limp. That was number 12, Jamarian Pitts, will run up the middle and Lopez stopped it for a one-yard pickup. And clock is running, play clock's running, and Haytime's back there talking to the officials about something. I don't know what's going on there. Now we're going to get a timeout called. Timeout called by Haytime?
No, official timeout. I think they're trying to make number 12 go off.
Yeah, they're going to call it an injury timeout. Number 12, they're going to make him leave the field. Bobcats went diving in there. I think it was Peyton Mills, number 20, got him down around the ankle. And
he's still in there.
He's still in there. So I don't know. Now, how do you do that?
I don't know what's going on.
How do you do that? The officials let about 30 seconds run off the clock. Then they say stop the clock. Now they say start it again. And HI trying to get something set here. And it is second down again. That should be third down.
Should be third.
They got second, and they got second on the score clock. So here we go. Second down and 14 for Haytime. And now we got Haytime. Got a Bobcat jumping offside. Yeah, we did. Bobcats on the right side of the defense. Somebody jumped into the neutral zone, so that gives Haytime the 5 yard back if they lost on the penalty. It was second down and 15. Haytime ran a play. That would have made it, should be third down, but
should be third down.
Apparently they gave him that play back. Well, here we go, second down and 9. Haytime with a football. First game of the year for the officials, too. Trayvon Thomas in the backfield, got a man back there to protect. Bobcats jumping up front. Thomas slaps his hands, and he looks like he wants to run. Just runs up the middle, breaks a tackle. Ooh, finally just snowed under at about the 31-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down on a 10-yard pickup from Trayvon Thomas. Boy, he can motor.
Yeah, he is fast.
He can motor. Now the young man that was shaken up on the play before is coming off the field, so he must have got hit again. Number 6, Quintrell Clay will check back into the game for the Haytime Indians. They are making substitutions as well on the defensive side. It's 1st and 10 for the Haytime Indians with 6:57 to go. Clock is running here in the first half. Thayer leads it 7-6. If you joined us late, Thayer scored first. An 8-yard touchdown run by Jackson Willison.
Mark Spencer, they're playing the nose guard.
On the nose.
On the nose.
Well, that's some quickness for you. Here's Trayvon Thomas looking to throw. Got a little bit of pressure by the young man, and now the pass is going to be caught by a big hit by Griffin Willison. Pass is going to be complete, but it's going to be for a loss of 5 yards. Pass was called a little screenplay, and it's going to be a 5-yard loss on the play. Ball was caught, I believe, by Elijah Burnett. Second down and 15 now for Haytime. And I mean,
that was Quintrell Clay that caught it.
Was it Clay?
I believe so. Oh,
quarterback.
A lot alike.
Yeah, well, and they're hard to see. You know, gray uniforms and black numbers just don't go right. And it was Mark Spencer went up there on the nose, and he got a little pressure on the quarterback there.
They got 3 blocking him.
6 minutes to go in the first half. Second down and 15 for Haytime back at their own 28-yard line. Quarterback rolling to his right, looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure on him now. He's going to dump it over the middle, incomplete. That one didn't have a chance. Bobcat's got good pressure on Trayvon Thomas that time. Made him just throw that ball away. It'll be third down and 15 for the Haytime Indians. And good coverage that time with the Bobcat defensive secondary. You know, this is a young secondary. A couple of sophomores are playing out there.
Yeah.
And a new safety in Lane Grimes.
Learned, from a corner.
Learned, you know, an all-district cornerback a year ago, and he's, you know, having to learn to play a new position. So it can take him a little bit of time, but the talent is there. The athletic ability is there. Well, third down and 15 here. Well, the Haytime Indians, clock stopped on the incompleted pass with 5:46 to go in the first half. Thomas got a man on his right hip. That is Clay back in there at the running back. 4 receivers out in the formation. Thomas, straight back, got some time to throw. Now Bobcats start to get a little pressure on him. He tries to cut it upfield. He's going to be tackled. It'll be a sack.
Brady Justice, I believe.
Brady Justice for the Fair Bobcats, number 54.
He's not on there.
Number 54 is not on the roster.
I'm pretty sure that's Brady Justice. That may be 64.
Is it 64? 64, I think it is. Brady Justice?
They play either way.
64, Brady Justice makes the sack for the Thayer Bobcats.
That's who we're going with.
Yeah, that's what it's got to be. 64 and a sack and a loss of about another 4 yards. That brings up 4th down and 22 yards to go. Actually, 4th and 19.
I'd say we see the
4th and 19 for HI. Lane Grimes drops back deep. Trayvon Thomas is back high snap. He's going to quick kick it, and it goes straight up in the air and comes straight down, shy of the 50, takes a bounce across the 50 to the 49-yard line. So their Bobcat defense is held haytie, and the Bobcat offense got some time to work here. Statman Adam, 4:46 to go in the first half. Fair with the football at midfield, plenty of time to go get another score.
Yeah, huge stand by the defense there. Official timeout here for Warner.
Got to go take an official timeout, so let's take a timeout with them. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network. We'll be back in 1 minute.
We see the potential of what you can do right here in West Plains, of the business you're growing, the home you're buying, and the family you're raising. That's why we're growing with you. Visit our new Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard and see all the ways we offer flexible solutions that fit you. Whether it's Alton, Thayer, West Plains, or any area we serve, we're invested in your success. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Your story starts here.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, we're back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats running a play over the right side to Jackson Wilson, and he picks up about 2 yards just running straight over the right tackle. And it took forever for him to tackle it.
Yeah, big blocked out there by Schaefer Mullins.
Second down with about 8 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. 4:14 and counting to go in the first half. Thayer leads Haytie 7-6. Bobcats scored in their first possession, so did Haytie. The teams have traded punts since then. Well, second down, actually not punts, just possession. Second down and 8 for Thayer. Full house backfield behind Landry Pitts. Hands the ball off to Jackson Willison. Jackson breaks the tackle. He's up across the 50 to the 45, 42-yard line brought down. That's going to be a good, about a 7-yard pickup on the play. A good pickup for Jackson Willison, who's got to be getting close to 100 yards now.
Puts him at 79.
79 in the first half. They are coming up here with a third down and a long one. Peyton Mills goes off the field for Thayer, getting a sub in there. Second or third down at about almost 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. 3:28 here in the first half. It's important to either keep the ball till the clock runs out, Adam, or go score.
I think you got to go score.
And the reason being is because Haytie gets the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, I think you need the touchdown here.
So you don't want to give them a chance to, you know, throw up a bomb and take a lead and then come back and get another one. Start the second half. Bobcats running the option play. Landry Pitts is going to keep it. Cuts it to the outside. He got a first down and more. Cuts up the sideline and takes it all the way down to the 30-yard line. That is Landry Pitts with 10, 12 yards on the play. Landry Pitts has been running that option. He's running well tonight. That's a couple of carries now. About 30,
23 yards.
23 yards on a couple of carries for Landry Pitts running the option right. So now they're seeing something on the right side. Opening drive, it was on the left side. We're down to 3:03 to go in this first half. Thayer Bobcats, Haytie Indians here in the teepee. Thayer taking their time, 12 seconds on the play clock as they break the huddle. Lane drives wide right. Number 7, Eric Simer, wide to the near side. Went back behind Pitts. He's running the option again. This time gives it up the middle. That is Griffin Willison. Powers it all the way down inside the 20 to about the 15-yard line. And another Thayer Bobcat power run. And, I mean, he ran right over of the tackler back there. It's going to be a 15-yard pickup down to the 19-yard line. And the Thayer Bobcats are back into the Community First Banking Company Red Zone for the first and 10, 2:40 to go. Plenty of time to get this thing in the end zone. Griffin Willison on the big run that time. Bobcats give it to him again, running up in the middle, breaks the tackle, cuts it to the left side. He's down to near the 10-yard line and brought down. And Griffin Willison, with a couple of big runs back-to-back, that's going to be about an 8-yard pickup. I mean, he is a hoss in there, that man, Adam.
Yes, he is. Look out. Get out of his way. He's like a train coming through.
And actually, it's an 11-yard pickup and a first down. to the 11-yard pickup of a first down. Thayer with it first and goal to go. I'm inside the 10-yard line, trying to put some points on the board before the intermission. Again, split backfield behind Landry Pitts. Landry takes the snap, hands it off up inside. This will be Jackson Willison running up in the middle. He's going to get it down to about the 4-yard line. That's a 5-yard power run right there. And Griffin Willison leaving the field.
Maybe just getting
I think just
there.
A little bit of wind. I think maybe the heat getting to him a little bit. So it'll be second down and goal to go from just outside the 2-yard line. Bobcats. Peyton Mills back there with Jackson Willison in the backfield. They hand it up in the middle, trying to get to the outside. And it's Grimes cutting it up toward the goal line. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. So no gain on the play as the Bobcats ran a little misdirection inside. And with a minute 43, the clock will stop as Grimes was knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. And this is going to bring up a third down and goal to go. We got a timeout on the field. Fair Bobcats want to talk about this one. This is a big, big play coming up. Bobcats, a Thayer lead to Atai Indians 7-6. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
That was the third down and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats at about the 2-yard line here, trying to take a touchdown lead over Haytai. Their lead's right now 7-6. Coming up, we'll have your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Mike Robertson back at the studio. We'll have some of the scores from around the area. We understand the West Plains Zizzers are winning now 19-0 over the Mustangs out of Olive Branch, Mississippi. Landry Pitts up under center on a second down and goal. Bobcats trying to run it. Get into this. Peyton Mills, did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Peyton Mills as the Bobcats run an option right, handed it off to Peyton Mills, who dives into the end zone for the touchdown. Bobcats, with a backup running back, picks up the touchdown, and Thayer leads it now 13-6 over the Haytai Indians. I don't know if you go for one here. Bobcats will line up with a swinging gate. Touchdown comes with a minute 38 to play in the first half. And Thayer are going to bring it in. They're going to line up again in the swinging gate. They may go for two this time. Everybody over on the left sideline, Landry Pitts. Nope, going to call them over. Thayer going to go ahead and kick it. Well, Bobcats will go for the extra point. Of course, the kicker this year, senior Zach Jones, big defensive offensive lineman. And he hit the first one that he hit. This one, a good snap, ball is down, kick is up. It looks like it's right down the middle of me. It is good. Zach Jones, 2-for-2, kicking the extra points. And the Thayer Bobcats lead Haytai 14-6 with a minute 38 to go in the first half. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats now with a 14-6 lead over the Haytai Indians here in Haytai. Season opener for both these ball clubs. Both coming off of Jamborees last week in which they both looked awfully good. It's a matchup of the number 3 and number 5 ranked teams in the state in Class 1 football. Thayer ranked number 3. Haytai ranked number 5. Bobcats have got the best of it in the first half, leading by 8 points.
This is a good ball game.
Good ball game. Good ball game. We've seen some good defensive plays and some almost touchdowns. And
yeah.
And the 55-yard touchdown bomb from Trayvon Thomas to Elijah Burnett for H.I. early.
A couple fumbles go a different way. This is a different ball game.
Exactly. And Thayer on their opening drive, Thayer went 78 yards in 6.5 minutes on their opening drive of the game to score a touchdown. They fumbled it twice and recovered it both times. They haven't fumbled it since. And here's the Bobcats to kick it off. It's an onside kick. Y'all still on the ground. And the Thayer Bobcats, Bobcats, Mark Spencer had that ball in his hand. He couldn't quite hang on. So Haytai recovers the onside kick at their own 37-yard line. Now, Statman Adam, if you're the Thayer Bobcats, you've got to keep Haytai from going long.
I mean, that's
the only way they've been successful offensively tonight was the one long pass that they caught for a touchdown, and you just got to stop them there. They've had a couple of plays, 10, 12, 13-yard runs, but other than that, the defense has pretty much shut them down.
Thomas got 28 yards on the ground. He does have a 55-yard pass, but the rest of them sit for 4 yards and negative 5 yards.
Here we go, 1st and 10, Haytai. Minute 34 to go in the first half. Everybody can't defense trying to get to the locker room and the air conditioning with a lead here at Haytai. Kayvon Thomas in the backfield. Not even looking at the center. He's still trying to figure out what the play is going to be. We're down to 4 seconds on the play clock. Kayvon Thomas going to have to hurry, and he finally gets a snap away. Fakes the run, throws his ball over the middle. It is tipped.
Landry Pitts
got a man up there and knocked that ball out of the air. And then the Bobcats had an opportunity for the interception, didn't make it. But Landry Pitts got his big paw up there on that defensive end spot, and he knocked that ball down. So a minute 30 to go. Pass incomplete, 2nd down and 10 for Kayvon Thomas and the Haytai Indians. Again, getting the play in from the sideline, checking their armbands, see where they're going. They line up with a man in the backfield that is Clay. 2 wideouts on either side, but they're both pretty tight here. I think they're going to run this football. 2nd down. And going to motion across the front of the formation. Now Thomas back looking to throw. He's going to wind up. He's going to throw it deep. I guess they got covers down there. The ball is going to be, is it caught? No, he's in. It's a catch. It is a catch. All the way down at the Bobcat 29-yard line. That's a 10, 20, 30, 36-yard completion. I thought he was out of bounds. I think the Bobcat coaches think he was out of bounds, too. But with a minute 20 to go, Haytai back in business here. Down to the Bobcat 29-yard line. Thayer had pretty good coverage there. That's just a good reception. I didn't see exactly who it was he caught it, but a beautifully thrown ball.
I believe it was Kanye Jones.
All right. 1st and 10, Haytai. Minute 20 to go in the first half. Trayvon Thomas rolling to his right. Wanted to throw it. Throws this one deep. That's going to be way out of bounds. Incomplete. I think he threw that ball out of bounds on purpose. He didn't have anybody open. That was just great coverage by Thayer on that play. And that's, you know, one of the things that hurts a team like Haytai, Adam, is they like to throw the ball deep. They want to score from 50, 60 yards out. And when they get in closer to the end zone, there's not as much room for them to negotiate. That ball was thrown way out of bounds that time by Trayvon Thomas. They'll bring up 2nd down and 10 from the Thayer 29-yard line with a minute 12 to go in the first half. And coming up, your Thayer PTN halftime report. We'll check some of the scores of other games around the area and review this first half. What's been a good first half of football here in the TP at Haytai. Thomas again with a long setback on his right side. 2nd down and 10, Haytai. Oh, there's the play clock expired, but they let the play go ahead. Thomas looking to run it up the middle, gets hit. Stood up by Jackson Willison, still on his feet, finally tackled. See about an 8-yard pickup on the play, but that's going to keep the clock running. It's down under a minute to go now here in the first half. Now, Trayvon Thomas, that looked like a design run play. Now we're going to get a timeout called by Haytai. 53 seconds to go in the first half. That was an 8-yard pickup for Trayvon Thomas running up the middle. And it'll be Haytai with the ball. 3rd down and 2 when we come back from this timeout in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's back to school BOGO at Monty's Outdoors. Find outdoor and athletic clothing, buy one, get one, half price. Shop men's, women's, and kids' Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, and Life is Good apparel, buy one, get one, half off. And find other school time essentials like backpacks, sack packs, and duffel bags. Even cleats, sports socks, compression wear, ball caps, and more. Check out the Zizzer Pro Store, a partnership with West Plains R7, to find one-of-a-kind Zizzer gear at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Back after the timeout, Hayti has converted for a first down, a little short pass play. It looked like the receiver was. They take the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line, but we're going to get a penalty at the end of this play for a block in the back on Hayti. It was obvious right out in front of everybody. That was just a good design play right there. Trayvon Thomas took the snap and then just shot it out to the motion man. Caught it in stride, and the Thayer Bobcats had everybody in the middle of the field. Good pursuit, though. They make the stop at the 10-yard line. It would be enough for a first down. They only needed two. They picked up about 10. But this one is going to be coming backwards. So we're down to 48 seconds to play. It is holding, they call it, against Hayti. And it will back them up. So they won't get the first down. It'll be third down now and four with 48 seconds to go in the first half. After it was all said and done, I marked off the yardage, 15 yards, ball's all the way back to the 23-yard line. Hayti with a third and a long four. Trayvon Thomas again in the backfield, got a man in motion. They snap it, now they're going to go on the reverse. That is Burnett, number 8, got it. He cuts out field, gets hit at the line, and going to be struck down. That's a nice play.
That was.
The Jackson, the Willison brothers making the stop for just a 2-yard pickup. And that'll bring up a fourth down and about 2 yards to go for Hayti with 25 seconds to go on the clock in the first half. So this could be the final play of the first half. There, Bobcats, you can't let up right now. Got to play hard to the whistle. Fourth down and two. Trayvon Thomas, he's just going to tuck it under and running to the right side. Bobcats have got him stopped at the 10. Oh, he makes a nice move. He gets out of bounds at about the 9-yard line. I mean, what a run. Picks up about, about 14 yards on the play. Ball's all the way down to the 9-yard line, and the clock stops with 8.8 seconds to go. And Trayvon Thomas is wore out. Hands on his knees.
That's 50 yards on 7 carries.
And that's 50 yards. That was a nice run right there. And I thought the Bobcats had him stop back around the 15. And he just kind of shoved the guy off and kept going. So 8 seconds to go. This could be the final play of the half here, especially if they run it and the Bobcats stop it. Although I do believe Hayti has one more timeout. So Hayti threatening here. They got a first and goal to go from the 9-yard line with 8 seconds to go in the first half. And we're going to get a whistle. And the play clock has run out. That's a delay of game. We'll back it up 5.
If they did that on purpose.
This Hayti team is wore out. I mean, they've got guys look like they can't really walk around out there on the field. One of them being Trayvon Thomas.
Well, he took a few good licks on that last play.
He did. He's a tough kid, though. Man, he's a good player. So Hayti gets some new personnel on the field. It is now first and goal to go from about the 14-yard line. 8 seconds remaining in the first half. They are trying to protect an 8-point lead here, headed toward the locker room. Trayvon Thomas looks over the defense and shotgun. Straight back, looking to throw. Throws it up the end of the end zone, incomplete. Out of clock, stop the clock with 4 seconds remaining. Now, one thing the Bobcats have not done in the first half was that gets any pressure on Thomas. He's been able to sit back there and try and pick out a receiver. Now, they haven't completed a whole lot. There have been several balls that have been thrown too high or out of bounds. 4 for 11. 4 seconds to go. Second down and goal to go from the 14-yard line. Thomas, empty backfield. 5 receivers for the Bobcat defense to cover here. I'd look for Thomas to wait, and then run. A little quarterback draw. They bring a man in motion, fake the handoff, and now we get a whistle. And we got Hayti calling a timeout. We got a penalty. That's an offsides on Hayti. That's going to back it up 5 yards. And a second ran off the clock. They're down to 3.3 seconds to go. 3.3 seconds, and now they're going to say put 4.4. Yeah, the clock never should have started. And now it's going to be a second down and goal to go from the 19-yard line. And again, 4.4 seconds to go. They tie down to a final play here in the first half. Again, Tavon Thomas in shotgun, five receivers. Got a man coming in front of him in motion. Now stepping back. Bobcat gets some pressure on him now, making him step up in the pocket. He dumps it off at the five-yard line. Tackle is made. And touchdown. Hey, try on the ball.
They said touchdown.
The ball is fumbled, but I think they'd already called it a touchdown. And into the end zone, Haytai, now within a two-point conversion to tie in this game. Number six, I believe it was. No?
Yeah, what's six.
Number six was coming off the field, but it was
number eight.
Number eight that made the catch. And who is that? That's Elijah Burnett. And he comes off the field. He is hurt. He looks like he's cramping up. That was a 19-yard touchdown pass. 19-yard touchdown pass. No time left on the clock.
Hey, that was a pretty play.
It was a pretty play. And he caught that ball at the five. And I thought the Bobcats had him stopped, but he managed to muscle his way into the end zone. Here's H.I. looking to tie the game here with a two-point conversion. Tavon Thomas back, looking to throw, leaves it in the end zone. It's caught for the two-point conversion.
Ow.
The two-point conversion is good, and with no time left on the clock, H.I. has scored the two-point conversion, and we are tied at 14 after 24 minutes of play. Thayer and H.I. here at the teepee. Tied at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Pizza and a Fair halftime show in just a couple minutes on the Etown Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Hi, this is Taylor Drubaugh with Taylor Drubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We are trying to reach a goal before the end of August, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last. So stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys. Find new roads.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we're back at the TP in Haytai, Missouri. The Thayer Bobcats, the number three ranked Thayer Bobcats, and the number five ranked Haytai Indians put on an entertaining first half. It is a 14-all tie here at the intermission. Let's run down the scoring for you here on the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Thayer Bobcats got the ball rolling in their opening possession. They won the coin toss. They elected to receive, and they went on a 78-yard, six-and-a-half-minute drive that resulted in an 8-yard touchdown run by Jackson Willison. The extra point by Zach Jones was good. Thayer led 7-0, but not for long. Just 2 minutes later, Tavon Thomas hit Elijah Burnett on a 55-yard touchdown pass, extra point was no good. Thayer led 7-6 at that point, and the team just traded possessions there for the remainder of the first quarter. Nobody scored in the second quarter until the 1 minute 38-second mark when Peyton Mills scored on a 2-yard touchdown run for the Thayer Bobcats. That after the Bobcats had moved the ball all the way down the field, a nice drive, time-consuming drive, and Thayer hit the extra point. Zach Jones hit it, made it 14-6. Thayer tried an onside kick. They almost recovered it. And H.I. took the ball at their own 40-yard line, and they went 60 yards, and they scored on a pass play from Thomas to Burnett on a third down and goal to go from the 19-yard line. So they hit the touchdown pass, and the two-point conversion was good. They tied the game with no time on the clock. And here we are, tied at 14, Thayer and Hayti here at the TP. We'll get some more of the halftime stats for you. Statman Adam is working on those right now. So good ball game. Keep in mind, Hayti gets the ball first to start the second half. You're listening to the Thayer Peachan Halftime Report. I love the football going on around the area tonight. And, in just a little bit, Mike Robertson will have some of those scores for you from around the region. Now, let's take a timeout here. And when we come back, Statman Adam will have your halftime stats. We're in Hayti, Thayer Bobcats, Hayti Indians, tied at 14 at the half. We'll be back in a couple minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new Beef Mart, Mohawk's Stockyards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk's Stockyards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crakes.
Now we're back at the TP in Hayti, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats and the Hayti Indians are tied at 14 at the intermission. And a good first half of football. I mean, a typical first half. I think early in the game we saw some jitters, opening night jitters, that kind of thing early in the game. But as we got on into the half, both teams kind of started to settle in. And good half of football, and relatively penalty-free. You know, normally, the first game, there's going to be penalties all over the place. And tonight, that really has not been the case, although Hayti did get a couple there on that last drive. So we're at the intermission. Statman Adam has been here computing the stats. What do we got?
Actually, it's a lot more even than what you would think. I mean, it makes sense for it to be even. We'll just start with the Hayti Indians. Rushing-wise, they have 64 yards. 50 of those come from Trayvon Thomas. Passing-wise, Trayvon Thomas is also 5 for 12 with 104 yards, 2 touchdowns. That brings them for a total of 168 yards. I do want to point out that they only have 4 first downs in the first half.
Wow.
I really think that's going to come into play a little while later because if they're Bobcats rushing-wise, they've got 199 yards.
Whoa.
Landry Pitts has 23. Jackson Willison has 84. Griffin Willison, 59. You can't separate the brothers if you're talking about one. You've got to talk about the other one in that situation. Passing-wise, Landry Pitts is 1-for-2 with 6 yards. That brings them to 205 yards total, and they do have 13 rushing touchdowns in the first half.
A rushing first down.
Yeah, first down.
Wow, so, pretty even. And you know, what we thought we were going to see tonight, hey, Ty, you know, they're going to move the ball, they're going to move it in the air.
Yep.
And that's just the way it's going to be. And for the Fair Bobcats, if they're going to move the ball, at least at this point in the season, they're going to move it on the ground. And that's what they've done tonight, 199 yards rushing in the first half for the Fair Bobcats. So the big key to this game tonight will be the Fair Bobcats getting a stop to start the second half. Hayside is going to have the ball to start the second half. They're going to have some momentum on their side after scoring the touchdown with no time left to tie it here just before the halftime break. Are you listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn or the Pizza Inn of Thayer Halftime Report? We're going to take a break here. Mike Robinson will have some scores from some of the other games going on around the region, and we'll be back in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Well, good evening. We're going to check some of the scores from around the area here on your Pizza Inn at Thayer Halftime Report. Of course, if you haven't been with us here, the Thayer Bobcats and Hayti Indians in a good one. They're tied at 14 at the half. West Plains leading Center Hill right now out of Olive Branch, Mississippi, 19-6. The score there. Let's see. Fairgrove is leading Mountain Grove 21-13 right now. Liberty over Stratford 8-0. And Ava and Buffalo are tied at 14-all. Pocahontas leads Batesville Southside 14-7. That catches you up on our area scores that we have. We'll try to get some of those other scores from around the area. Of course, Houston playing Sarcoxie tonight. Kabul at Miller. Willow Springs taking on Clever. Hoxie and Cave City battling it out. Highland plays Walnut Ridge tonight. And Melbourne playing Clinton. And we'll, as soon as we get some of those scores, pass those along to you here at K-Country 95. We'll have more from over at Hayti from the teepee there in Hayti coming up here in just a few minutes here at Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Asphalad, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center open in Asphalad, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Your story starts here.
We see the potential of what you can do right here in West Plains, of the business you're growing, the home you're buying, and the family you're raising. That's why we're growing with you. Visit our new Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard and see all the ways we offer flexible solutions that fit you. Whether it's Alton, Thayer, West Plains, or any area we serve, we're invested in your success. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And it's halftime here at the TP in Hayti, Missouri. The Thayer Bobcats, the state's number 3 ranked Thayer Bobcats, are tied with number 5 ranked Hayti at 14-all here at the intermission. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, the Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eklund in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, along with the Langley Animal Clinic, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats have made their way back out onto the field. What do you think Coach Weber talked about at the break, Adam, is preparing the team to get ready for the second half? I know he talked a lot about this opening possession and not letting those receivers get behind us defensively because, 55-yard touchdown pass, and it was just a matter of a receiver getting behind us.
I think he talked a lot about getting pressure on the quarterback.
I think so, too, yeah. You can't let Trayvon Thomas just stand back there for 3-4 seconds and throw the football. So, yeah, I think that's something that they probably addressed at halftime. And on the other side, on Hayti, you got to stop the run. Thayer's run the ball for 199 yards in the first half. You cannot allow that kind of yardage because that needs to time off the clock. And that means you got to score on 55-yard shutdown plays.
And another thing, Hayti also probably talked about don't let Weber lull you to sleep with this run and then break a big pass off.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you're right. So, anyway, Thayer again has made their way back out onto the field, and we're getting ready for the second half. Hayti has made their way back out as well. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by the Pizza Inn in Thayer. I bet you could call and get you a pizza and have it ready and be chomping on it when we get down to the fourth quarter.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds delicious.
Buffalo chicken pizza.
Give them a call over at the Pizza Inn in Thayer. They deliver. Right, we're going to take time out. We'll be back with more of the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, both teams back out on the field taking their warm-ups here, getting ready for the second half of action from the TP in Hayti, Missouri. Thayer Bobcats and Hayti Indians are knotted up at 14 apiece. And next week, I want to invite everybody out to Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Folks, you don't want to miss this football team. This is a really good Thayer Bobcat football team. And they're opening the season tonight against one of the better Class 1 teams in the state. I mean, they're ranked number 5. You know, we split with them last year. We won, and we lost the first game and then won the second time. So this is a quality opponent to start your season. And we talked about it with Coach Weber in the pregame show during the Moark Stockyard Coach's Corner Report, and that is teams make the biggest improvement, the most improvement between week one and week two.
Always.
I mean, that
doesn't matter
never
if it's a win or a loss.
Exactly. So this team that Thayer got on the field here tonight, they're going to be special as the season goes on if they can stay injury-free. And that's something that always remains to be seen. All right, second half is coming up. You don't want to miss it. Thayer and Haytie were tied at 14 at the end of the first 24 minutes. The second 24 minutes coming up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Has your bank lost its personal touch? At Community First, they still believe face-to-face interaction is important. We all know the COVID pandemic has changed the way we communicate, but why trust your money to someone on the phone in a distant community or even another state? Community First is proud to be a community-owned bank that is happy to serve all your financial needs in person.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Thank you. We're back here at the TP in Highland. The Thayer Bobcats gives that a kickoff to start the second half. The kickoff to the Haytie Indians. Haytie firmly expects the Thayer Bobcats to go onside kick this ball. They've got Trayvon Thomas, their quarterback, up on the front line. Matter of fact, they've got all little guys up on that front line. Kyron Magnuson, the left-footed kicker, going to put a foot into it, gets a low liner, and this is going to be trouble for Haytie. The ball bounces all the way down to the 18-yard line, picked up by the receiver back there, and he's going to be dropped. He got nowhere to go. He snowed under at the 22-yard line.
Good Bobcats on him.
Yeah, great coverage by the Bobcats, and a great idea. They had indicated they might onside kick in the first half. They did twice. But Haytie will start deep in her own end at the 22-yard line as we get the second half started here from the TP. Now, they didn't refer to that as the TP over here when we've been over here before. I think this is the first year they're using that.
This is the first year.
I kind of like it.
I do, too.
I kind of like it. Now, here comes Trayvon Thomas, quarterback of the Haytie Indians. He is an all-state candidate. I don't care what class you're playing in. He's a great athlete. He's got it in shotgun formation. Three receivers on the left side, one on the near side. Got a back. That is Clay back there to protect Jamarian, or excuse me, Clay. Here's Trayvon Thomas going to run it on first down. He weaves his way up across the 20, about 22, and going to be buried right there. And that was Peyton Mills. No, it was Willison. No, that was Peyton Mills making the tackle.
Landry turned you back in. Peyton Mills picking to the ground.
About a 6-yard pickup for Trayvon Mills. And we're going to see a steady diet of that, I think, in the second half. I think if you're Haytie, that's something you've got to do. I'm Brady Seven checking in with the Bobcats defensively. We're going to have an 87.
I think that was number one. I think that was number up again on the nose.
Trayvon Thomas again on second down and four. Going to hand the ball off to the running back running up the middle. And he's going to get the first down out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Nice 7-yard pickup there. That was number six for the Haytie Indians on the carry. Quintrell Clay on the carry for Haytie. Picks up a first down. And they haven't moved this change yet. Haytie ready to run a play. Playing a little faster pace here to start the second half.
I think that end is 67, Thomas. The number you were looking
Thomas,
for.
Yeah, I think so. Thomas gives off to Clay again. Clay right up the middle. They found a hole up there. He's out to the 40-yard line. And will pick up a first down. Well, maybe. They never have got the change move yet. Now they have. And that's going to be very close to first down yardage for Clay. Young man running right up the gut of the Bobcat defense. They are getting more people in and out of the defensive set.
Going to be just short of the first down.
Yeah, just short. 9 yards on the pickup. So second down and one for Hayti. Kids running the ball hard. Trayvon Thomas in the backfield again, claps his hands, hands it off to Clay. No, Thomas going to keep it, gets hit in the backfield. He's going to get dropped all the way back at the 40-yard line. He will not get the first down. Trayvon Thomas got hit in the backfield, did manage to power it up. I think he's going to bring up third down and short here for Hayti. Hayti got players down on the field. Looks like somebody maybe lost a contact.
You ain't going to find it in that grass. Maybe a mouthpiece.
That looks like maybe it's a mouthpiece. Well, here we go. Third down in less than a one. Trayvon Thomas did not get it. Bobcats got good pressure. Mikhail Cray, by the way, is in on the nose now for the Thayer Bobcats. Third down and one. Trayvon Thomas surveys the situation, turns around, gives the play to his tailback. 9:59 to go in the third. Oh, there's illegal procedure. No call. Thomas going to keep it. Now pitches it to the tailback. He gets to the outside, cuts it up for a first down, and taken out of bounds after about a three-yard gain. I thought it looked like that wide receiver on the near side jumped before the snap of the ball, but the official stamp.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We are trying to reach a goal before the end of August, so we have our rock bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last. So stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys. Find new roads.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Second down and 12 for the Hayti Indians. They're throwing it deep, and it's going to be a touchdown. Pass is caught by Burnett. A little bit of showboating down there by Burnett. I'm surprised he wasn't called for taunting right there. The defender for Thayer fell down at the 10-yard line. The pass was complete. Hayti, while we lost connection again, we apologize for that. Hayti got a first down, and that's going to be, what is that, a 60-yard touchdown pass. And the Hayti Indians have taken a lead over the Thayer Bobcats 20-14. I believe it was number six.
Yeah, Burnett.
Or was it number eight? Elijah Burnett.
Yeah.
So Burnett makes the catch. He's got all three touchdown passes in this ball game. And Hayti, all three of their touchdowns have come via the pass, all of them long ones. And they're going to go for two here. Up by six, going to go for two, try to make an eight-point game. Thomas hands it off up the middle. That's nowhere to go. Zach Jones with a big stop. Over the Thayer Bobcats. Number 12 on the carry, Jamarian Pitts, did not get into the end zone, so our score remains 20-14. The Hayti Indians have taken the lead over the Thayer Bobcats with 8:49 to go on a 60-yard touchdown pass from Trayvon Thomas to Elijah Burnett. We'll take time out. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Up in two big pass plays for Hayti, and they have taken a 20-14 lead. That one was a 60-yard touchdown pass from Trayvon Thomas to Elijah Burnett. And he scores a touchdown with 8:49 to go here in the third quarter. Well, Thayer had a 7-0 lead, 7-6 lead, 14-6. And Hayti has scored on the last two possessions. One to end the first half and one to start the second. And here's the kickoff. Big high boot going to come down the lane. Grimes back in the 14-yard line. Bobcats running the little X play. They're going to hand it off. That is, well, the ball carrier slips down. That's still up to about the 27-yard line. Well, the Bobcats will have it there. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line. It was the ball carrier there.
One of the Spencer twins.
Number 8, Brendan Bigger, will be the Thayer Bobcats. No. On the carrier, they ran the little double reverse. So, Bobcats trailing for the first time in the game will come to the field with the offense. And the Hayti got all the momentum right now, Evan, with the two touchdowns on two straight possessions.
Yeah, they do.
And unfortunate for Thayer because that ball was a little bit underthrown on the 60-yard touchdown pass. And the receiver, I mean, was standing still to catch it, but the Bobcat defender slipped on the wet grass and fell down. Well, Thayer got some work to do here. Down by 6. Went back behind Landry Pitts. Bobcats running the option. They hand it off. And this Griffin Wilson makes it to the 40, to the 50, to the 40, and brought down the 38-yard line. We're going to get a penalty flag for a horse collar. Griffin Wilson from the 27 all the way down to the 38-yard line. That is 10, 20, 30, 35 yards on the run for Griffin Wilson right up the middle. And now Griffin is looks like
he's down with a cramp.
Yeah, down with a cramp. Got a cramp in his leg. But boy, after that kind of run on this kind of night, and then getting horse collared on top of it, and he's going to get up and he's going to limp off the field. But what a run by Griffin Wilson! And they didn't call it a horse collar; they actually called it a face mask. Well, that's going to add 15 yards to the end of the play, and Thayer trying to come right back and retake the lead in this game, or at least tie it up with a touchdown.
Just like that, you're back into it.
Absolutely. Big run and a big hole blown in that defense by the Thayer Bobcat offensive line.
That was impressive.
That was very impressive. And a good run by Griffin. Griffin Willison takes it. And now Bobcats with it at the 24-yard line. We're going to call it the Community First Red Zone. Community First Banking Company Red Zone. Thayer Bobcats send Lane Grimes wide to the far side. Landry Pitts up under center. Gives it off to Jackson Wilson, running up in the middle, cuts it back down to the 20-yard line. It'll be a hard 4-yard run for Jackson Wilson. And we're talking to Thayer Bobcat basketball coach Matt Pitt before the ball game. He said on a night like tonight, this might come down to two cramps up the least.
And
now Magnuson is going off the field with a cramp to the Thayer Bobcats. That's not good. Well, Bobcats here with a second down and about 6 yards to go. 7:57 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down by 6 to the number 5 ranked Hayti Indians. Trying to make it 2 wins in a row for Hayti. Beat them at the end of the year last year in the district championships.
Nick Gorham in there on the end for Magnuson.
Bobcats have Landry Pitts up under center, split backfield on a second down and 6. He's going to hand it off up in the middle. And the ball carrier dives ahead for just a little bit. Looks like down to about the 17. That was Peyton Mills. Actually picks up about 3 yards on that play. Brings up a third down and manageable. It's a third down and 3. Well, the Thayer Bobcats, and again, 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Glad to have all you Bobcat fans listening all around the Ozarks, and we see a lot of folks listening online. Speaking of online, remember we do the podcast of every Thayer Bobcat football game. You can find that at our website. It's brought to you by Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores and 10 Box Cost Plus Stores. Third down and 3, Landry Pitts in a power backfield. And hand the ball off to Jackson Wilson. He squirts through for a first down to the 15-yard line. Jackson Wilson is going to call it a first down. First down, Thayer Bobcats down to the 12-yard line. Jackson Wilson, boy, what a quick cut. Jackson now with 94 yards on the night with 17 carries.
His brother Griffin has 94 yards on 8 carries.
Wow. Well, they are twins.
Yep.
Well, the Bobcats still in the Community First Banking Company Red Zone down to the 12-yard line. First and 10. Again, Landry Pitts, number 10, bringing it to the line of scrimmage. Again, the full house backfield. Bobcats hand the ball to Jackson Wilson. This time he gets hit at the line. Still manages to carry the pile for a couple of yards. That's an impressive run by the senior right there. He carried about 3 Hayti Indians for a 3-yard pickup. Down just inside the 10-yard line. Well, Thayer is threatening to put some more points on the board here. Trying to follow up a long run by Griffin Willison on the Bobcats' first play of the second half. Landry Fitz gets to play in from the sidelines. They're wearing the white trim to the green tonight. They'll be at home next week wearing the green uniforms. Hope to see you out at Lewis Bosman Field. Next Friday night, the Highland Rebels come to town. Bobcats, split backfield. Oh, Landry Fitz fumbled the snap. Got a man wide open in the end zone. Pass is caught on a touchdown. Number eight on the reception. Number nine, Rowan Spencer. Rowan Spencer makes the catch in the end zone for a touchdown. The first pass attempt, isn't it?
Nope, the third.
Third pass attempt by the Fair Bobcats tonight. It's a touchdown. Rowan Spencer making a touchdown catch with 5:47 to go in the third quarter. The Bobcats have tied this game at 20-20. And they're going to attempt the extra point here. Zach Jones, Big Zach Jones, going to try and give the Bobcats a lead at 21-20 with 5:47 to go. Good snap. Bobcats are going to fake it. Landry Pitts rolling to his right, looking into the end zone. He's in for a two-point conversion. It's good. What a play by Landry Pitts. I mean, he took on a defender shoulder to shoulder and ran right over him for the two-point conversion. Landry Pitts for the two-point conversion run, and the Thayer Bobcats have retaken the lead at 22-20 over the HI Indians. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Thayer Bobcats have scored three touchdowns tonight, two of them via the run, one of them via a nine-yard pass. It was Landry Pitts to Rowan Spencer, the youngster. Rowan Spencer, by the way, number nine. Well, he's a senior, actually. He's a sophomore, right?
Sophomore.
They got him marked out as a senior. It's a typo in the program. The Rowan Spencer makes the catch in the end zone, and he was wide open on the play. And the Bobcats actually had dropped the snap. Landry dropped the snap, picked it up, and they ran a fire drill, and Rowan Spencer was wide open, and Landry hit him with a strike. And the two-point conversion, Landry Pitts powered it right through a defender on the far pylon to get the two-point conversion. Thayer leads at 22-20 with 5:47 to go in the third quarter. And Haytai thinks the Thayer Bobcats are going to onside kick it again. They've got their hands team out there standing at the 50-yard line anticipating Thayer with the onside kick.
I could point out there are three sets of twin brothers on this football team.
Are there really?
Yep.
Well, yes, there are.
Yep, you got the Spencer brothers.
Right.
The Willis brothers. And then the McFan brothers.
The McFan brothers.
That just blows my mind.
That's kind of strange.
That's a special bond on a football team.
It is. It is a special bond. All right, Thayer Bobcats getting set to kick it off here. Kyron Magnuson will tee it up at the 40-yard line. Or will it? He's got all of his players set out there. And we are set to go. Bobcats need good coverage here. I think you do just like last time. Kick this thing deep. Make them go chase it. They are expecting an onside kick. 22-20, Thayer with the lead, 5:47 to go. We're midway through the third quarter. And Magnuson kicks it along the ground, takes a high bounce, fielded it at the 25-yard line. Ball carrier scoops through, got one man to beat. Mikhail Cray killing chase, and this is going to be a touchdown. This is going to be a touchdown. The Thayer Bobcats get burned by attempting the onside kick. And that was number eight again, Elijah Burnett. Fielded back around the 30-yard line, and he never got touched. He just outran everybody to the end zone, and with 5:35 to go, Haytai back on top at 26-22. A 60-yard kickoff return. I think that's why when they're playing up like that, Adam, you just got to take it deep.
Got to kick it.
Just got to try and kick it over their heads. Burnett scores his fourth touchdown of the game. For Haytai. It's 26-22. Haytai with the 4-point lead. They're going to go for two here. And the quarterback running up the middle gets hit. They stopped him. Nowhere to go. Brady Justice with a good play for the Thayer Bobcat defense. So the extra point try is no good. And it remains a 4-point game. 26-22. We've had fireworks here in the first 6 minutes of this third quarter. Each team, well, HI scored two touchdowns. Baylor scored one, all inside the 6.5 minutes. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with another kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's back to school BOGO at Monty's Outdoors. Find outdoor and athletic clothing, buy one, get one, half price. Shop men's, women's, and kids' Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, and Life is Good apparel, buy one, get one, half off. And find other school time essentials like backpacks, sack packs, and duffel bags, even cleats, sports socks, compression wear, ball caps, and more. Check out the Zizzer Pro Store, a partnership with West Plains R7, to find one-of-a-kind Zizzer gear at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we went to a football game at HI and a track meet broke out. That favors HI Indians, and they have the lead right now, 26-22, after a 60-yard kickoff return for Elijah Burnett, who has scored all four touchdowns for HI. He caught a 55-yard touchdown pass. He caught a 19-yard touchdown pass. He caught a 60-yard touchdown pass. And just ran a 60-yard kickoff return. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. And Haytai with the four-point lead, 26-22. Fair Bobcats got more work to do. A lot of time left in this game. Here's the kickoff. Going to be a low liner. And this ball's going to go out of bounds. Fair's going to get it either at the 35 or... they'll make Haytai kick it over again. I think they'll probably take it at the 35-yard line. That's a pretty good field position. Still at 5:35 to go. The Fair Bobcat offense drops back out on the field. Landry Pitts done a good job in his season premiere at quarterback here tonight for the Fair Bobcats. The Willison brothers have carried it well in the backfield. And Mills with a touchdown early in the game. Also had another big carry. Lane Grimes has carried the ball for a couple of good games. So, all in all, offensively, Thayer Bobcats have looked really good tonight, especially running the football.
Yeah, don't let Lano fool you. He gets them long legs going. He's
a
fast little dude.
He can go. On the ball at the 35-yard line, Thayer Bobcats have it first and 10. I'll say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, along with the Sunset Salon in Barbering, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius over there, and the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Bobcats break the huddle. 15 seconds on the play clock. Landry Pitts, he's been under center all night long. He's got the eye back behind him, handed off to Jackson Willison. Spins out of the defensive grasp, but only gets about a yard on the play. Good interior play there. That was number 6, Quintrell Clay, making a hit for the Haytai Indians. Jackson Willison adds two more to his rush total. Both Willisons are approaching 100 yards rushing in the game.
Yeah, he's got 98, and Griffin has 94.
98 and 94, respectively, with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. You got to think both of them are going to get there. Problem is, will they get there and get to the end zone? Jackson Willison now going off the field. And the Bobcats will bring in number 1, Mark Spencer. He'll be at the tailback. Griffin Willison is the fullback in the set, double wide set. I guess give it to Griffin. No, Landry's going to keep it. Landry Pitts working up the right side. He's across the 40 and run down by a shirt tail at about the 41-yard line. That'll be a nice pickup of about 5 yards to bring up a third down and about 4 for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer Bobcats running the option play. Landry was looking for the pitch man that time, and there was nobody there. Well, the Bobcats will get Kyron Magnuson back in the ball game. Also, Jackson Willison coming back into the game. Spencer will stay in.
Jackson
will go back off. Michael Thayer looking to see what they can do here. Third down and a long 3 for the Thayer Bobcats with 4:38 to go in the third quarter. Spencer is the eye back on the third down and 3. Andrew Pitts. I'll hand it to him, run up in the middle, and there's nowhere to go. He got swarmed under, actually going to lose about a yard. And that time, the offense just didn't block anybody. I mean, nobody got blocked. And Thayer may be forced to punt right here. Thayer Bobcats on a fourth down, there's about 6 yards to go. And I think you got to punt it. I don't think you have any choice here. But to punt it back to Haytai, who has a four-point lead. Bobcats bringing in the punt cover team. Peyton Mills comes onto the field. Landry Pitts is the punter on a fourth down and six. H.I.'d got everybody covered. Low snap. Pitts fields it. Now gets the kick away. It's a, not a good punt off the side of his foot. Will roll out of bounds at the 45-yard line. So about a 20-yard kick. And H.I. going to have a pretty good field position at their own 44-yard line with 3:49 to go in the third quarter. Air Bobcat defense, they haven't stopped H.I. on their first, well, the first possession they didn't stop. It was a kickoff return that gave H.I. the lead just a few moments ago. Kickoff return for a touchdown with 5:42 to go in the game. We're in the third quarter. We're down to 3:49 now, so not a very time-consuming drive that time of the Fayer Bobcats. The offense, first time they've really faltered all night. First and 10, hey, Ty. Trayvon Thomas back in there, quarterback. He was shaking up a little bit on that last play, on that two-point conversion drive, but he's back out there.
The whole last possession.
And they're going to throw a little quick out. Pass is going to be caught out to the 40 to the 50-yard line, and this may go for a touchdown. To 25-20, and Bobcats, Lane Grimes catches him and brings him down at around the 6-yard line, but that was just a little quick out to the receiver who was wide open. H.I. coach is one of the horse collar. Lane reached out and grabbed him by the jersey and brought him down.
How far was that? That was a long ways.
Well, from the 44 down to the 8. Well, there's 32. That's a
52 yards.
And with 3:37 to go, H.I. knocking on the Bobcat door again, already leading by 4. They send the man in motion. They're going to give it to him, trying to get to the outside. Bobcat's in pursuit. They cut him back up inside and finally bring him down. But not before he's in the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, H.I. That time they run for one. And I didn't see who it was.
That's number 8. That's Burnett.
Was it Burnett again?
Yeah.
Burnett on the touchdown run from about 9 yards out. Actually, 8 yards out. So an 8-yard run for Burnett, his 5th touchdown of the game. And the H.I. Indians now lead at 32-22 with 3:22 to go in the third quarter. So H.I. with 3 touchdowns here in the third quarter. Bobcats held them in check in the first half. We were tied at 14-all. H.I. going to go for 2 here to try to make it a 12-point advantage. And snap back to Trayvon Thomas. I'll get you a little bit of pressure. He throws across the middle, wide open receiver for the two-point conversion. Two-point conversion is good. And that was number 3 that time on the reception. Eddie Purtle, the senior, makes the reception. And H.I. leads it 34-22. There, Bobcats have got some work to do with 3:22 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take time out. We'll be back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, the H.I. Indians have exploded for 3 touchdowns here in the third quarter, and they have come from behind to take a 34-22 lead over the Thayer Bobcats. This is an explosive football team. They tee it up. A low liner is going to hit and go out of bounds. Fair going to get it again out around the 35-yard line. Fair couldn't do anything offensively last time they touched the ball, and part of the issue has been Jackson Wilson left the field, and Griffin Wilson's been having some cramping issues. Well, Fair's top two running backs have not been a factor here in the third quarter at all. It looks like they are both back out on the field right now. I hope they can get back in there. I hope this offense can get rolling again, Adam.
Yeah, they've got to.
Got to get rolling again. Number 3 ranked team in Class 1. Right now, H.I. called the timeout on defense. So with 3:22 to play in the third quarter, they are down by 8 points. Actually, down by 12. 34-22. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's coming in 2022, the Bi-State area's new beef barn, Mohawk Stark Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Nettleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk Stark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, hey, Ty Indians, they had to call a timeout there defensively, get personnel on the field, and they got some players at them that started the ball game that are not in the game now. I don't know exactly what issues there are. I don't think they're injuries per se, but they got a lot of players that seem to be extremely winded.
Yeah.
As we observed just from the body language. And here come the Thayer Bobcats. First play of the drive. 3:22 to go in the third. Thayer down by two touchdowns. 12 points. Well, you need one right now, and you need one bad. Landry Pitts up under center. Looking to throw the football. Throw the quick out. Caught by Grimes. Turns it upfield. Got a first down. Out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Good play by Elena over there. Made the catch. Fun for the first down. 12-yard completion. Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes. Actually marked him out to 45, but still enough for a first down. Play with another first down tonight. Maybe that'll get the momentum going back to the offense. That cornerback on that far side is wore out, standing with his hands on his knees. He's out there guarding Lane Grimes again. Outcast with man wide to the near side. Outcast trying to maybe open up things a little bit in the middle for the running backs to run. They've become pretty run-dependent. Atai was tacking the box. Landry Pitts up under center. We snap. Running the option play. Going to turn it up. He's out across the 50-yard line. Going to be brought down to 48. Good 7-yard run for Landry Pitts. And the Thayer Bobcats running the quarterback option. And with 2:35 to go in the third quarter, Thayer puts a drive together here. It'll be second down and three after the 7-yard pickout by the senior quarterback Landry Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. Getting the play in from the sidelines as the Bobcats huddle up back around the 45-yard line. Our game tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat booster. Folks like Martin Electric and Thayer and the Steak and Shake in West Plains. Bobcats again, double wide set. Got a flanker on the right side. Long set back in the backfield. Pitts in shotgun for the first time. Looking to throw. Throws it over the middle. Throwing it long. Pass it too high. Incomplete. Intended for Lane Grimes down there, but the ball was a little bit too tall. Lane couldn't get up there and grab it. It'll bring up a third down and three, but I think you got to do some of that, Adams, to kind of loosen things up in the middle of the field.
Yep. They're starting to stack the box when they're on the defense.
Yeah, they have. They've been stacking it, and you know now they're going to have to pull some people out of there when they see that you can. And you're not afraid to throw the football.
They had eight in the box a minute ago.
Yeah, they did.
Hard to run against that.
Third down and a three. Bobcats really need a conversion here to keep this drive alive. You really need a touchdown. You're already down by two. You give Haytime the ball back, they might be up three. Grimes wide right and wide left. Went backfield. Landry Pitts going to give it up in the middle to Griffin Wilson. Ducks under a tackle. That's Jackson Wilson. Spins his way all the way down to the 30-yard line. All the way down to the 30. That's a 28-yard run for Jackson Wilson. 28-yard run for Jackson Wilson. He's now way over 100 for the night in the Thayer Bobcats. Actually marked him down at about the 32. I think that was a bad spot. But anyway, Jackson Wilson down to the 32-yard line, making a 26-yard pickup. On a third down and three. And that opened up that middle, just like we talked about with the pass. Bobcats now in shotgun again. Wilson on the left side. Bobcats will misdirection, give it inside to Griffin Wilson. And he's on his feet, still on his feet, down the sideline, all the way down to the 7-yard line. Griffin Wilson fighting off tacklers, takes it all the way down to the 7-yard line. From the 32 to the 7, that's a 25-yard run. And the Wilson will actually, well, wait a minute, hold the phone here. They're going to mark him out. They mark him out of bounds at about the 13.
Yeah.
They mark him out to the 13-yard line, so I think it's a 20-yard run. on the play for Jackson Willison. The Willison boys are trying to beat each other in the rushing yards.
Yeah, one's got 126, the other one's got 114.
And the Bobcats have got a first and 10. Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Full house, backfield behind the shotgun. Landry Fitz takes the snap, spins, hands off to Jackson Willison. Got some room over the right side, breaks the tackle. Oh, nice open field tackle out there. So we got a penalty flag down on the far sideline. That usually would indicate somebody jumped early against the Thayer Bobcats, and it is illegal procedure against the Thayer Bobcats. That'll back them up five. That's too bad. That was a good run for Jackson. That was a pretty open field tackle over there, too.
Didn't get the number on that one.
I didn't either. It was a nice tackle in the open field. That play looked like it might go for a touchdown. Well, they are now instead of a first and 10. We'll have it first and 5 back at the 18-yard line. Minute 26 to go in the third quarter. They are trying to get the touchdown here to get back to within 6. Two-point conversion to get them within 4. And they're still in that Community First Banking Company red zone looking for a first down. This first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Bobcats again. Two backs in the backfield with Landry Pitson shotgun. He takes a handoff and now rolling to his right. Got some pressure. Going to be sacked all the way back at the 28-yard line. We got a penalty flag down on the far side. Penalty flag down on the far side. It was illegal procedure. I believe it will nullify the sack. It will be a 5-yard penalty. And White Hat coming over to tell us what that was all about. And illegal procedure against the Thayer Bobcats. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty. And Thayer actually gains a couple of yards. And why did they move it? No, they declined it. Hayside declined it and will take the sack. So it's going to bring up a second down. And about 23?
Yeah, I believe so.
All the way back at the 28-yard line, Thayer's got to get to the 3. So it's second and 25 for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, I don't know what the deal is with back-to-back illegal procedure calls.
Thayer's got to get rare.
It is pretty rare, but, you know, it's getting that time in the game. First game of the year, hot.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9. And Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
All the parts.
Here's
yep.
Mike Crace.
Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties there. And while we were away, Thayer Bobcats had a third down and 25 after a sack of Landry Pitts. He went back to a throw, and he got sacked again, fumbled the football, and Hayti has recovered. So Hayti with the ball, first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. As the first lost fumble, but the third, actually the fourth fumble of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. So Hayti got the ball back with a 12-point lead, 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. And that's a shame because Thayer had a drive going. And then a couple of mistakes. Here's a quick out pass. Going to be incomplete. Bobcats going to recover it. And I think it was a forward pass. Yes, it was. The official says, yes, it was a forward pass. Went through the hands of the receiver out there. Number 6, Quintrell Clay, couldn't bring it in. And it falls incomplete, stops the clock with 46 seconds to go. Thayer Bobcat defense, Adam, has got to get a stop right here. It's imperative.
Yeah,
got to
get a big one.
Down by 12 as we're winding down the final few seconds of the third quarter here. And the offense has got to find themselves again because they've kind of got lost here in the third quarter. H.I. with it. Thomas in shotgun formation. Second down and 10 after the incomplete pass. Thomas, quick snap, looking to run up in the middle, and now looking to get to the outside, fakes a pitch, to get hit, gets away, all the way back to the 40-yard line, looking for somewhere to go, and finally the play gets blown dead. Why would the official blow it down? He was standing in the open field. Wow, don't understand that at all.
Neither.
They never tackled him. Nobody was even had a hand on him, and the official blew the play dead. I do not understand that at all. Anyways, it'll go as a quarterback sack all the way back at the 38-yard line, so a loss of about 8 yards on the play. And H.I. now here with a third down and 18. I really don't understand why the official blew that play dead. And now H.I. going to let the quarter run out. There's the buzzer. That's the end of three. Bear Bobcats trail the H.I. Indians 34-22 as H.I. puts three touchdowns on the board in the third quarter. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, here we go. Our fourth quarter underway. Thayer Bobcats and H.I. Indians. Thayer down by 12 points. H.I. with a football on a third down at about, well, it was third and 18. Now it's third and 16. They gained a couple yards during that break. H.I. with Trayvon Thomas back in shotgun formation. Got a man on his left hip on a third down play. Brings a man in motion, hands it off to the motion man. He's going to step and throw it. This ball's going to be underthrown, and it's going to be incomplete. They're going to call pass interference. There'll be an automatic first down for A-Tide. Yeah, there was no doubt about it. The defender was face guarding.
Yeah.
Never turned around to look for the ball and just ran right into the receiver before the ball got there.
Did you see who threw that?
I did not. It was a man who came in motion. He stopped and just kind of threw a wounded duck up there.
Number two.
The defender, I think it was, the defender had to try and stop to catch it. And the ball bounced off the back of the defender's helmet, but he was all in the receiver. There was no doubt about that. Now Coach Bill Weber is out there explaining to the officials what the play is supposed to be. Now the officials were thinking about marking this thing down the field. In the high school football, you don't mark it at the point of the infraction. That's a college, and actually, I don't even think it's a college thing. That's a pro thing.
I think it's just a pro thing.
All going to come, should come all the way. It'd be almost a first, well, it comes with an automatic first down, but a 15-yard penalty. So, Haytai is actually going to get the ball at about the 42-yard line. It may not be an automatic first down. They're saying fourth down.
I always thought it was automatic.
I did too, but apparently not. It is fourth down and one. Here for Haytai. Third down and one for the H.I. Indians with 11:52 to go in the football game. They are down by 12. Defense trying to get a stop. Trayvon Thomas has been good tonight. Hadn't completed a lot of passes, but some of these completed have been for touchdowns. Trayvon takes the snap, hands off to the back right up the middle. That's going to be a first down, number six, Clay. Going to pick up 3 yards in the first down, and H.I. moves the sticks. Keeps that clock running with 11:45 to go in the game. Their Bobcat seems to be a little bit wore out. Their Bobcat defense. And here comes Zach Jones back in the ball game. Mark Spencer will go out. They've been using Spencer up on the defensive line a little bit, trying to use his quickness in there. But Zach Jones and the size back in the game. First and 10. New set of downs for Trayvon Thomas and the Hayti Indians. He's in shotgun. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Got a man in front of him and behind him to his left side. They're just letting this clock run for all its worth. They give the handoff again to Clay. Clay hits across the line, going to get hit, and driven backwards. He'll pick up about 3 yards on a first down play. Stood up by the Bobcat defense. They drove him back. Number 4 for the Thayer Bobcats leading the charge. It was Kyron Magnuson with the good tackle. It'll be second down at about 7, giving 3 yards on the pickup. Thayer Bobcat defense, you're getting down that time. You got to start swiping at that ball. And Hayti has not put it on the ground at all tonight.
No, they haven't.
And we've seen that over the last couple of years with them. But they have taken good care of the football here tonight. Thayer Bobcats, not so much. Second down and 7 for Hayti. Trayvon Thomas again letting that clock run. Down to 10:44 to go. 5 seconds on the play clock. Claps his hand, gets the snap. Hands it off to Clay again. They're going to blow a whistle. And we're going to get a little illegal procedure called against Hayti. So they'll stop the clock and back them up 5 yards. They're about just needing all the breaks they can get right now. Coach, we were tied at 14 at the half. Thayer's only scored 1 touchdown in the second half. Hayti has scored 3. They scored on a 60-yard touchdown pass from Thomas to Burnett, a 60-yard kickoff return, and then an 8-yard run on a wide receiver jet sweep, I guess you'd call it, from 9 yards out. Here they are, second down and 13. Thomas tells the ball carrier behind him what the play is. Down to 4 seconds on the play clock. 10-16 on the clock. Hands the ball off to Clay. Oh, and he gets thrown down. And the ball comes out. Ball's on the ground. Oh, they're going to call it an incomplete pass. Yep. Trayvon Thomas faked it in there and then tried a little shovel pass. And it fell incomplete. There was nobody around that ball. That'll bring up a third down.
That was a big hit by Brady Justin.
That was a big hit on that fake. He took down the defender. And it is now 3rd and 13 for Hayti. They seem to be a little bit discombobulated here, Adam.
We've noticed this several times through the game. They just seem to get a little confused, and then they pick it right back up.
Yeah. Well, just one big play, and it gets the ball back in focus.
Yeah.
And it's about that time, if you're a Hayti fan, the Trayvon Thomas maybe take off and run one or throw one down the field. 3rd down and 13. And bring a man in motion. Now he goes back and gets set. 2 seconds on the play clock. They snap it with 1. Thomas rolling to his left, looking to throw over the middle. Ball is going to be caught at the 30. Down to the 20. Through a tackle. Through another tackle. There's a block in the back and a touchdown by Hayti. But this one's coming back. Going to be a block in the back. I mean, it was a obvious and a flagrant block in the back. Mark Spencer gets up slow after he got hit. I mean, right square between the shoulder blades. There was no doubt about it. But the speed of these Hayti Indians.
Impressive.
It is impressive. And we got a illegal block downfield called against Hayti. An illegal block downfield, but they're still going to maintain possession of the ball here. Or will they? The chain gang has started moving the chains already. So this thing is falling apart all over the place. And now Hayti's getting ready to run a play up at the 25-yard line, and the chain gang's going the other way. Well, come on, Zebras. Got to get things straightened out here. Anyway, the play goes down to the 25-yard line. Hayti with a new set of downs. It is 9:59 to go in the game. Hayti first and 10 from the Thayer 26-yard line. Thomas in the backfield. Slaps his hands. Looking to run. Oh, he almost dropped it. Gets away from the defender in the backfield and dives ahead. Going to pick up a couple, maybe 3 yards. Bobcats never did tackling, but they stood him up and stopped his forward progress. And it'll be just a short gain, about 3 yards on the play. Make a second down and 7. 9.5 minutes to play in the game. Thayer down by 12. Almost has a stop. But Hayti hits a big play. Well, when they need one, they just go get one.
Yeah, they do.
And they need, it's been impressive offensively tonight. For the Hayti Indians, and the defense has been pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's been pretty solid.
But here come the Hayti Indians on a 2nd down and 7. Well, they're taking their time. Play clock all the way down to 12 seconds. They haven't called the play yet. Now Thomas going to come to the sidelines. Hey, Ty wants a timeout. Exactly 9 minutes to go in the ballgame. Hey, Ty leads Thayer 34-22. There's a timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 on the ECOM Sports Network.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, the Hayti Indians call the timeout here on a second down at about 7, and with exactly 9 minutes to go in the football game. They lead it by 12 points. Neither team has scored here in the opening 3 minutes of the third quarter. Hayti's had the ball. Hayti with three touchdowns in the third quarter. One of them a kickoff return on an onside kick. Second down and 7 for Hayti. Thomason shotgun, bad snap, picks it up, rolling to his left, getting away from the defense, got some pressure, heaves this one down into the end zone, ball is knocked away from the receiver. Nice defensive play. Beautiful defensive play down there. I believe it was Lane Grimes on the cover.
I believe so.
Now, so the Bobcat safety got over there and knocked that ball away. That'll bring up a third down and 7. The good news for the Bobcats is that stops the clock. Thayer's got a shot here.
They do.
But they've got to get a stop. They cannot let Hayti score on this possession.
You've got to get your head on straight.
Yeah, got and you're going to have to stop another long pass right here. Matter of fact, probably going to have to stop, too. Hayti down inside the 25-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. They're not going to give up this ball unless you stop them. I guess that would be my Captain Obvious call of the night. Third down and 7 for Hayti. Trayvon Thomas, right back, takes a snap, throws this ball across the middle. That ball is incomplete. A little bit too tall. Yeah, another good play by the Bobcat defender back there. That one was thrown a little bit too tall for the receiver to catch it. Might have made a case for a pass interference again, but I think they're calling that a non-catchable ball. It was way over the head of the receiver.
Well, that'll
bring up fourth down. And 7 yards to go. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to hold here and get the ball back to the offense. Still a lot of time to go in this game, especially if Hayti throws one incomplete here. 8:44. Thayer trying to get the ball back down by just 12.
I'd watch the quarterback sneak.
Yeah. Quarterback draw right here would be a great call. Thayer's got just about everybody back in coverage. Only three rushing the quarterback here. Thomas takes a step to his right. Play clock at 2. He takes a snap, straight back, looking to throw. Bobcats get a little pressure on him. He steps away from it. He's going to run for a first down, and more as he runs out of bounds. Down around the 13-yard line. That'll be a 10-yard run and a first down for Trayvon Thomas and the Hayti Indians. And that's what an athlete like a Trayvon Thomas can do. Now the officials are getting together. Here in the backfield, we may have a penalty here. Yeah, we got a penalty flag back down around the 5-yard line. Well, the officials are talking about this. See what it's going to be. We've got a hold against the defense. And Hayti obviously will decline that penalty. And will take the run, I would think, down to the 13-yard line. They'll have it first and 10 right there.
So on the back side of the play.
Yeah, all the way across the field. Of course, he was looking that way to throw. And they're going to give them the run and the penalty yardage. So they got the 10-yard run and the 5 yards from the penalty. And it takes the ball all the way down to the 5-yard line. I'll have to ask Coach Weber about that one. I don't know if the Bobcat coaches agree with that. First and goal to go for Hayti. From about the 5 or 6 yard line. Trayvon Thomas is going to tuck it under, run into the left side. You got a couple of blockers in front. Gets hit. Sidestep the tackler. Dives toward the end zone. They're going to mark him down to the 1 yard line. He didn't get there. Trayvon Thomas did not get into the end zone, but he got awfully close. And that was just a design play. Student body to the left with Trayvon Thomas running the ball. Picks up about 6 yards. Down to the 1 yard line. So Hayti trying to hang 40 points on the Bobcat defense side. Trayvon Thomas looks over the situation here. White clock down to 20 seconds. He snaps it. He's just going to chuck it and run again. Will he get there? No, he did not.
Helmet come off.
Bobcats stop him again at the one-yard line. Oh, he dropped the ball. He goes out of bounds. It'll be fair. Bobcat ball.
Bobcat ball.
Bobcat ball. Trayvon Thomas dropped it, and he fumbled it out of the end zone.
Wow.
That'll be fair. Bobcat ball at the 20-yard line. I don't agree with that.
I don't either. But that's
a penalty that I do not agree with. I mean, he fumbled the ball and went into the end zone and went out. If nothing else, just mark it down where he fumbled it.
Right.
But when you fumble the ball in the field of play and it rolls through the end zone and out of bounds, the other team gets the ball. They call it a touchback. Well, Thayer gets the ball back here, and Haytie does not score on the drive. And we're going to get a timeout call here.
I'd like to point out that West Plains is winning
25-6. 25-6. There he goes, Zither. So we get a timeout call. This is going to be an official timeout for a water break. We will take a timeout. We'll be back to Haytie in just 30 seconds on the ECOM Sports Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
All right, so we're back after the timeout. Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats is talking with the officials out there. And it's going to be Thayer ball, but the officials have signaled Haytie ball after the timeout, after they talked about it. But it's Thayer Bobcat ball, and I think the problem is, I don't think the officials, the side judge made the right call.
Yeah.
They fumbled the ball in the field of play. It went out of bounds. It's going to be Thayer ball. All right, so I don't know exactly what Coach Weber was talking about there, but Thayer Bobcats have got the ball down by 12. 7:48. A lot of time to go in this game, but you're going to have to break a couple of big ones.
Yep.
And then the defense is going to have to get a stop. Well, their defense got the job done after that drive, so here we go. What a good football game this has been.
Yeah, this has been.
Good football game. They are in shotgun formation. Pitch. Brings a man in motion. And the Bobcats throws. Snap it straight to the back.
He's
that
still
is Griffin
going.
Willison, and he is carrying defenders all the way out. Oh, and the ball came out. Hey, Ty's got it.
Like,
and it's
going to
go for a touchdown. Why was that not?
That should have
stopped our progress.
That's how kids get hurt.
Yeah, that should have been. They should have stopped the forward progress there. They did a while ago when
nobody was even around.
We didn't even have a hand on Trayvon Thomas, so they blew the whistle and called it dead. My goodness. Well, hey, Ty scored. That'll be a 25-yard fumble recovery. Comes with, yeah, and even the announcers for Haytie are saying, I can't believe they didn't blow that play dead. Wow, that's a bad call right there.
Blown.
Yeah, that's a blown call by the officials after they'd made that call.
You've got a player down on the sideline over there because of that play.
Yeah, and it's a Haytie play.
And it should have been stopped 20 yards ago on the other side of the field.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. This thing's kind of getting away from the officials here tonight, too. But anyway, Thayer Bobcat gives up the touchdown on a fumble return. It's a 25-yard fumble recovery. So Haytie has scored on a kickoff return and now a fumble recovery. That comes with 7:31 to play in the football game, and that puts Haytie up.
Ooh, big stop right there, though.
And the Bobcats have stopped the two-point conversion. Haytie did not get in on the two-point conversion, and it'll be the two-point conversion no good. All right, so with 7:31 to go, I think the public address announcer, we can hear him next door, he's just confused about what's going on. Is everybody
what's
going on? Anyway, 7:31 to go in the game. Thayer trails now 40-22. Haytie with 4 second-half touchdowns.
I'm not real sure either side of the crowd knows what's going on.
They're awfully quiet. It's going, Anyway, we're going to take, we'll just keep it right here and tell you thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Alton Bank, the Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Steak and Shake of West Plains, Barton Electric in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, and Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. Stay tuned after the game. We'll have your post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman of West Plains will also be naming the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. So HI is set to kick it off again, leading now by 18.
Kicking off from the...
Yeah, they're wanting to kick off the 45. Now their coach says, wait a minute, we've got to back it up to the 40, boys. It's the first game of the year. I think both teams are kind of feeling that right now. All three teams, actually. Two teams on the field and the teams in the striped shirts have made some very strange decisions in this game tonight. All right, here we go. H.I. with a teed up at the 40. Kicker puts boot into it. Boy, that kick can kick off. Ball's going to be taken by Jackson Wilson, then he drops it at the 10-yard line, picks it up, looking to run. Oh, breaks one tackle and gets all the way out across the 30 to the 32-yard line, running up the left side. So Thayer Bobcat offense back on the field, 7:23 to go. Thayer down by three touchdowns, 18 points. Well, it's time now to try and hit something deep, Adam. I mean, you can. I know it's not in Billy Weber's nature, but you can continue to do what you do and start getting ready for next week. Because in the grand scheme of things, this game doesn't mean a whole lot.
Right.
It's a non-conference game. You've got some holes that you're needing to get plugged. I mean, Thayer's out there right now with not enough players on the field. Now they get everybody on. So some holes to plug, some improvements to make, and maybe you start making them right now. Down by 18 with 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Andrew Pitts up under center. And now we get a...
timeout, Haytie.
Timeout taken by Haytie. Haytie takes another timeout on defense. With 7:23 to go in the game, leading by 18 points. We'll take a timeout. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of what you can do right here in West Plains. Of the business you're growing, the home you're buying, and the family you're raising. That's why we're growing with you. Visit our new Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard and see all the ways we offer flexible solutions that fit you. Whether it's Alton, Thayer, West Plains, or any area we serve, we're invested in your success. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Your story starts here.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats attempted a play there. They ran the timeout short, attempted a pass play, and it was incomplete. And Landry Pitts had no time to set his feet and try and throw. He was running for his life, just threw it in the ground. Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats from their own 27.5-yard line. Pitts and shotgun. Stepping up in the pocket, throws this one. It's complete and a close to a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Pass is complete to Jackson Willison. That'll be very close to a 10-yard pickup. It'll depend on the spot of the ball here. That was a nice play there. Landry stepping up in the pocket, trying to avoid the rush. And it is a first down on the 10-yard completion. Landry pitch to Jackson Willison. And the good news is the clock stopped while they moved the chains with 6:54 to go. Bobcats hustle to the line here. Down by three, touchdowns. Bobcats need a quick strike. Landry Pitts in shotgun. Got Willison on his right hip. Another one in the slot. Pitts back looking to throw. Got some time. Now gets the rush and runs out of trouble across the 40 to the 41-yard line. That's where he'll be brought down after about a 3-yard pickup. Bobcats had blockers back there. They're still kind of slow getting up. This is a really good HI team.
It really is.
I think they're better maybe than we thought they would be coming in. But, you know, they've been talking about this class of juniors and seniors for a couple of years now. Well, they are now the second down and 7. Landry Pitts and shotgun. Two blockers to help. Got a man wide to the near side, wide to the far side. Pitch. Looking to throw it deep. Pass is going to be
caught
by Grimes.
Said he's out of bounds.
No, he caught it at the 35-yard line.
Wow.
Lane Grimes goes up over the top of the defender, makes the catch at the 35-yard line. 25-yard completion and a first down for the Fayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by our good friends over at the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. First and 10, Fayer Bobcats, just under 6 minutes to go in the ball game.
That's a pretty play.
That was a pretty play and a beautiful shot by Lane Grimes to go up both to the middle line and make the catch. He's as sure-handed as it comes. Well, Fayer here breaks the huddle. They're flipping the offense over. Lane Grimes. He is wide to the far side. Landry Pitts straight back looking to throw it again. Looking to throw the tight end down the seams. The pass is caught. And about the 20-yard line. That was Jackson Willison coming out of the backfield. Makes the catch to the 21-yard line. That'll be another Fayer Bobcat first down on a 15-yard completion. Well, the Bobcats got a little something going here, a little sense of urgency by these Bobcats, and you like to see that.
You do.
It would have been easy to get your dobber down and just kind of fold in the rest of the game, but they are out there playing hard, trying to get back in it. They do not want to lose this season opener for a second straight year in the Hayti. This time, Landry pitching shotgun, empty backfield. Jackson Willison in a slot on the near side. Pitch looking to the left, throws it out. Jackson Willison's got the catch.
That's Magnuson.
Is that Magnuson? Magnuson making the catch. That's right, because Willison was wide over here. Magnuson, number four, making the catch. And it'll be a pickup of
about
5 yards on the play. Well, they're getting a little bit of something going here with the throwing game. And we've got a Hayti Indian down on the field.
Clock stops.
That clock stops for the injured player.
Going.
And second down, and they're going to have to hurry here. Play clock is running down to 20 seconds to go. Under 5 minutes remaining in the game. Fayer Bobcats are into the Community First Banking Company red zone, down at the 19-yard line. Landry Pitts this time up under center. Willison Brothers in the backfield. Jackson and Griffin. Landry running the option. Not going to drop.
Block.
Looking to throw. Got a good block. Throws this one over the middle. It's incomplete. Trying to get the ball to number seven, Eric Simer. Simer was covered up, then stopped on the route. That's something the youngsters will figure out. Simer just
never
a sophomore.
Stop.
Never stop running. He would have kept running. He might have caught that ball. But he stopped. There was a lot of contact back there in the defensive secondary. Anyway, clock will stop. It is now third down and six for the Fayer Bobcats with 4:38 to play in the game. Fayer would like to get a touchdown here. They haven't scored since it was a minute 38 to go in the second quarter. Well, actually, they scored in the third quarter with 5:47 to go. Pitts again in shotgun. 4 seconds on the play clock. Takes a snap. Looking to throw. Got some pressure. Gets away from it. Throws this one down toward the end zone. Pass is incomplete just inside the pylon. A diving attempt down there by the Thayer Bobcats. That was Lane Grimes, and the pass was just a little bit too far out in front of it. And Grimes had come all the way across the field. So it's down to a fourth down here with 4:30 to play in the game. Fourth and six. Bobcats want to convert. They are in the Community First Banking Company or red zone. And won the first down. This team does not want to go out losing by 18 points.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And, folks, we apologize again for the technical difficulties, but we're a little trouble with the cell service. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats have turned the ball over. They had it on a third or a fourth down, and Landry Pitts got sacked and fumbled the ball. Jackson Willison picked it up and ran. But did not get it up for the first down. So Fayer Bobcats turned it over on downs with 4:21 to play in the football game. And Hayti takes the field, and they're going to come out with a new quarterback. Their starters are apparently done for the night with 4:22 to go in the game. And trying to see the number. Or is that Trayvon? No, that's Trayvon.
Yep, that's Trayvon.
Still on the field. And this play is going to get blown dead. As we had Haytai Indians moving all over the place. They were going to run the jet sweep. And it's going to get blown dead. So it'll be a first and 15 with 4:22 to go in the ball game. Okay, Bobcat coaches, I can bet they're already talking about what practice is going to look like on Monday and what the film session is going to look like on Sunday.
Bet they work on holding on to the football.
I would think so. That's five fumbles for the Fair Bobcats tonight. Trayvon Thomas in shotgun formation on first and 15 from inside his own 10-yard line. Hands the ball off and he gives a jet sweep.
Ooh,
ball carrier gets knocked down to the 12-yard line. Lane Grimes came up in the safety spot and laid the ball carrier down. It was number 14 on the carry, Trayvon Barber, a junior.
Awesome.
So Barber doesn't look that big, but they've got him listed as 6 foot, 180 pounds. H.I. now coming. Oh, we got an injury timeout. I got a Fair Bobcat injured on the play. Looks like a cramp again. Looks like maybe Griffin Willison going off the field. Nope. Must have been Jackson. Griffin's still out there. Jackson Willison going off with a cramp. They'll work on that this week as well.
Yep.
Hot, humid night tonight. We've seen a lot of cramping on both sides. Clock down to 3:45 to go in the game. It's running. H.I. down to 6 seconds on the play clock. Thomas in shotgun formation. Claps his hands with two. Takes the snap. Quick throw to the back. It's going to be caught. A circus charge. Nope. It hit the ground. Incomplete. And they'll pull the play dead right there. They'll stop the clock with 3:34 to go. And we third down and 10 for the Haytai Indians. So Haytai going to open 1-0. And for the second straight year, they're going to lose to Haytai in the season opener. Last year was 30-28. Haytai taking their time back there. Let the play clock run down, which really there's no need to do that right now because the game clock is not running. Now they come to the line. They really never actually go into a huddle. And they've got it in Trayvon Thomas in shotgun formation again. Down to 5 seconds on the play clock. He slaps his hands with three. Takes a snap, looking to run the football right up the middle. Bobcats hit him. He breaks away, and then they get him again. And he's out to the 24-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Haytai Indians. And a first down on a 12-yard run for Trayvon Thomas. He's got to be getting close to 100, doesn't he?
76.
Fair Bobcats with two backs over 100 yards tonight. That'll all be for naught. Guarantee you both those young men would have traded every yard of that for a victory here.
Oh, yeah.
Down to 3:20 to play in the game. Trayvon Thomas, I'm surprised he's still out there. He's a valuable player on this football team.
Maybe trying to get some game legs under him.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And you can make a case for that. And again, you know, working in game situations here. Early season. Thomas hands this one off to the back. He's got some room. Gets it up the middle to the 35-yard line before he stood up by the Bobcat defense. They bring him down. 22, Griffin Willison in there on the tackle. Looks like Lane Grimes coming up from his safety spot. But it's a first down on another, about a 10-yard run by the tailback. That was Pitts, wasn't it?
That was number six.
Oh, number six. Clay. That's what I meant. Quintrell Clay on the carry for 10 more yards. He's in the backfield now with Trayvon Thomas right behind him. We're down to 2:42 to play in the football game. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. They're about 10 defense, still got the starters out there trying to get a stop. Thomas is letting this clock run. Down to 3 seconds, claps his hands, takes the snap, low snap, gives it off to Clay again. Clay running up over the middle, going to pick up about 5 yards on the play. And Brady Justice, number 87.
67.
Looks like an 8.
It's tough.
Makes the tackle for the Fair Bobcats, but not before a 7-yard pickup by Clay running right up the middle. And right now, Haytai giving the Fair Bobcats a little dose of their own medicine. We're going to run it right after you. You're going to have to stop us. Down under 2 minutes to go. Haytai again milking the clock. It'll get down to a minute 45 before they snap this football. Stay tuned for the post-game report tonight. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman of West Plains will be pretty short with the post-game because they want to get you to the Kansas City Chiefs game in progress up at Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah, it should be a procedure call there. None. Hands it off to the back, and he's going to get buried for a two-yard loss. Good play there by the Bobcat defense to get a stop. Knock the play back a couple of yards. They are actually coming out there with a football. Plenty of official says, no. That was Spencer Cotham, number 58, making a stop for the Thayer Bobcats. Was it not? Yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, yeah, it was. 58. Spencer Cotham making a good play there defensively for Thayer. Cotham kid is a big kid.
Yes, he is.
6'2", just a freshman. One of the promising players of the future for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down under a minute to go now. 6 seconds on the play clock. Thomas claps his hands, hands it off to Clay again, running up the middle. He's going to get hit and finally brought down. Picks up about a yard on the play. Number 6, Quintrell Clay. 5'10", 165-pound junior. Running ball for Hayside. That'll bring away fourth down, about 2 yards to go. And Hayside, they've got to snap it one more time and the game will be over.
Nope, they're coming off.
Yeah, they're coming off. Well, actually, that's right. Yep. 26 seconds on the play clock, 28 on the game clock. So they don't have to snap it again. And both teams will gather for the obligatory shake of the hands at midfield. And the Hayti Indians are going to defeat the Thayer Bobcats in the season opener for the second straight year. 40-22 is your final. It was a huge second half for Trayvon Thomas and Thomas Burnett for the Hayti Indians. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in just a minute with your Shelter Insurance post-game report brought to you by Andrew Ekman, your Shelter Insurance agent, Ken Westline. Back in a minute on the DTOM Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back after the ball game, and welcome to the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains post-game report. Thayer Bobcats go down to defeat tonight in the season opener, losing to Hayti 40-22, and we knew this was going to be an explosive Hayti football team coming into the ball game. And Coach Billy Weber talked about that during the Mo Arts Stockyards Coach's Corner during the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show. Knew they were explosive, but they exploded for 3 touchdowns in the third quarter to put this game away. And let's review the scoring. In the first half, Thayer took the early lead. They took the opening kickoff, and they moved it 78 yards down the field, taking up 6.5 minutes on the clock. They scored with 5:30 to go in the first quarter. Extra point was good, and they led it 7-0. But Hayti turned right back around and scored 2 minutes later with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Hayti scores on a 55-yard bomb from Trayvon Thomas to Burnett. First of, I believe, 5 touchdowns on the night for Burnett. And Hayti failed on the extra point try. It was 7-6. Thayer with the lead at the end of one quarter. In the second quarter, Thayer scored first. Minute 38 to go in the second quarter. It was a 2-yard touchdown run by Peyton Mills, and the extra point was good. Thayer went up 14-6. Looked like that's where we'd be at the half, but with no time left on the clock, Thomas hit Burnett with a 19-yard touchdown pass. And if I remember right, that was on a fourth down and goal to go from the 19. They hit the touchdown pass. The extra point conversion was good, and we were tied at 14 at the half. In the third quarter, Hayti got it started early. On their first possession, they had a 60-yard touchdown pass. It was Trayvon Thomas to Burnett. Extra point was no good. Hayti was up at that point 20-14. Thayer came right back. They marched the ball downfield, and with 5:47 to go in the third quarter, Spencer catches a touchdown pass. Rowan Spencer catches a touchdown pass from Landry Pitts. Two-point conversion was good. Thayer was back on top, 22-20. And then Hayti scores three unanswered touchdowns, one of them on a 60-yard kickoff return by Burnett. Alcats tried an onside kick. He fielded it at the 40-yard line and turned on the afterburners, and it was over. Hayti led at that point 26-22. Then Hayti scores again. Thayer gave up the ball on downs, and it was an 8-yard run by Burnett. Two-point conversion was good, made it 34-22. And the final touchdown of the game scored by Hayti with 7:31 to go, a 25-yard fumble recovery. Run into the end zone for a touchdown, made it 40-22. That is your final score. The Thayer Bobcats will open the season 0-1. Hayti will open 1-0. We'll wish those Hayti Indians good luck through the remainder of the season. And, of course, for the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be a home date next week with the Highland Rebels coming to town over at Lewis-Boston Field. I'm going to take a quick time out. Statman Adam working on finalizing the stats for you. And again, we're going to kind of cut things short here on the Shelter Insurance postgame report brought to you by Andrew Ekman, because we want to get you to that Chiefs game, which is in progress up at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ECNN.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, back after the timeout, back to the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains postgame report. Thayer Bobcats go down to defeat tonight, losing to Hayti 40-22 in a second half dominated by Hayti, at least on the scoreboard. This game was tied at 14 at the half. And Statman Adams has been working on the stats, so what does it look like postgame?
Well, postgame stats is not what you think it is. We'll just start with the Hayti Indians. Rushing-wise, they had 137 yards total, with 10 first downs, quick individual stats, rushing-wise. Trayvon Thomas, number 5, he had 76 yards on 16 carries. Quintrell Clay had 33 yards on 6 carries. Pitts, 7 yards on 2 carries. Elijah Burnett, he had 20 yards on 3 carries and 1 rushing touchdown. Number 7, Gorman, he had 2 yards on 1 carry. Barber had 1 yard on 1 carry. And number 22, Johnson, had negative 2 yards on 1 carry. They also rounded out with about 10 first downs. I had it wrote down. I just couldn't
find it.
Passing-wise, Trayvon Thomas was 8 for 21 with 200 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 1 first down. That brings them to a total of 337 yards.
Total offense.
Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats, and it's going to surprise you. Individually, or rushing-wise, total, they had 313 yards with 17 first downs.
Wow.
So individual stats, Landry Pitts, he had 33 yards on 8 carries. Jackson Willison had 131 yards on 21 carries. Griffin Willison had 114 on nine carries. Lane Grimes had 31 yards on 5 carries. Peyton Mills had 5 yards on 2 carries. Mark Spencer had a negative 1 on 1.
Yeah.
let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Their Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Their Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
One look and you'll see the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free. Just select a design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride. Community First Banking Company.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Now, we apologize again for the technical difficulties. We're going to have to wrap it up and get out of here because they're turning the lights off. So we're going to get on out of here. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats go down to defeat tonight. They lose to the Hayti Indians 40-22. Bobcats are trying to recoup, and they will take on the Highland Rebels next Friday night at Lewis Bossman Field. We'll have it, of course, for you right here on K-Country 95. We do need to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. I don't think there's any doubt your leading rusher, Jackson Lewis, can give my nod as the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. And you can give a secondary award to his brother, Griffin Wilson. They both went over 100 yards rushing in the ball game.
114 and 131.
Yep. All right, so Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you by Baxter Regional Health System, Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, Bonnie's Outdoors in West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersick, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains, First Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Dental Care, Taylor, Grubaugh, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in West Plains, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, the Thayer Pizza Inn, Oregon County Cars, Century 21 Combs and Associates, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College, the Southern Bank in Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil, Lauren Perkins Allen, Attorney at Law, FNBC Community Bankers, Knott's Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, and the Moart Stockyard, along with Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. For Mike Robertson, back in the studio, Statman Adam, I'm Ripple Mike Grace. Till next time, have a good time.